B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, countdown to Sunday at 1 o'clock. Give it to me, Tunis. Come on, what? Tunis. Give it. Boom, 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 boom. There you go. Man, you gotta play it every day. That's the rule. Yeah, it's great, man. It really is. This is such a great time, man. This really is. As we look forward to Sunday and the playoff game, the showdown, Tampa. Oh, my God. This is like, I think I'm enjoying it more than I expected to because it's such a surprise. I think because I didn't expect them to make the playoffs, that this is such a gift that stands out that I'm enjoying this more than I even imagined I would. I mean, listen, playoffs, we always have fun with it. But this has been a great week, and it just gets better and more intense. And I think the fact that I do believe they have a chance. Now, to have a chance, and that was the theme of the first two games, first 2 days of the week, which is, you know, the GOAT, Chupacabra, Brady, beat Brady, Brady soup, you know, Brady's head on a stick, right? That's the whole theme. You got how you're playing house money, and I think they got a chance. Now, here's the thing. To actually win the game, it's going to come down to Jalen Hurts. Yeah, look, you know, we talk about Jonathan Gannon and you know, how he's going to defend Brady. But one thing's for sure is that you're going to need points. You're going to need long drives or extended drives, and you're going to need Jalen to make a couple plays. And you're going to need him to make a couple plays with his arm. You saw the Richard Sherman, that he was, you know, he's been cooked, but that he was placed on injured reserve. Look, you're going to need Jalen to make some plays down the field. You know, even when the Bucs were rolling, their weak spot was the secondary. They were dominant against the run early in the season, really for much of the season. And they were a little soft in the secondary. This is where Hurts is going to have to throw the football. Right? Like, you know, my game plan's not changing. I'm not going to make Jalen throw it, you know, 45 times. I'm still going to run the ball because that's what I do best. But there will be plays for him to make, and you got to convert him. Like, there are times when a coach, and I saw it this year a couple times, where they dial up the perfect play. They dial up the touchdown. And, in fact, I'll give you a great one in history. If you remember the wheel route to B West in Super Bowl against first time against Brady in Jacksonville, and it's money, and it happened right in the first half, and it's money, it's a touchdown, and five missed them, and then I remember five jogging off the field, and Andy's like, "Whoa. What happened, man? What happened? It was the perfect call."
I'm embarrassed.
And he said the wind took it. And there was a wind in Jacksonville. It was windy, but whatever. That was what he said. But my only point in illustrating this is there is going to come a point where Nick Sirianni is going to dial up a play. And there's going to be a play that has to be executed. And chances are it's Devontae Smith. and he's a star. He's a stud, that kid. And there's going to be a play where he's got him beat, and it's a touchdown. Jalen's going to have to make the throw. And while I'm not expecting Herbert or Burrow, those guys that were pedigree guys taken high in the draft, I need you to make plays with your arm. And it's going to be a big part of the evaluation process, how he plays. Look, I think he's special when he runs the ball. He's got a lot of great shimmy. I love his head, smart kid. I love his heart. I love so many things about him we talked about. And we've said it all year long. But you got to be able to throw it. And we saw that. You saw it Sunday night with Herbert. You saw it with Burrow. You know, these quarterbacks, Mahomes, Allen. Look at the quarterbacks in the playoffs. Rodgers. You know, there's a reason why they're all there. And there's a reason why if you win, you win throwing the football. There's going to be a point where you're going to be stressed. And your quarterback has to lead you down the field or has to have a game where he throws for 365 and three touchdowns. And this is where I'm praying that Jalen can deliver. And this could be a big part of the evaluation. And I don't know. You know, I don't know. We all know what his weakness is. And it can't play out on Sunday. Because if that's the difference between winning and losing, then you're going to have to really think seriously about getting a quarterback. And I would prefer to go draft defense and not trade my picks for a veteran or whatever. Good morning, Trudis.
Hello, Ant. What's going on, man?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Another day closer.
Now, are you enjoying this more because you didn't expect them to make the playoffs?
Yeah, of course. And
that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, it's an absolute gift, which is why I still go back to the people that are, for some reason, not really enjoying it that much. They weren't supposed to be here. So why wouldn't I enjoy this more? And I get it. Do I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl? No, but I don't mind sort of putting away all analysis to the side and going, you know what, screw it. I'm going to get fired up for Sunday at 12:30. And I wish I was down there in Tampa with my fellow Eagles fans rooting on the Eagles because it's you're playing with house money. You're the underdog. We know all about dog masks and stuff like that here in Philadelphia. I'm sure there's going to be some people dusting them off for Sunday's game against the Bucks. Enjoy it, man. Why not? Because if they lose, I'm not going to be bummed out. I'll be bummed out that football's done in Philadelphia, like that for the season, right? It's over. But I'm not going to be bummed out because, oh, they should have won that game. It's like almost like the 49ers game in week two, right? They could have won that game. I don't think they should have won that game. So maybe it's one of these, they could beat the Buccaneers. Should they beat the Buccaneers? I wouldn't go with the should word, but they can.
No, listen, I'm feeling good. Yeah. And I think they're going to be in the game. But I would never say they should.
Right, exactly. So if I know that going into it, a playoff game, a game that should not be here. They cool. should. I thought they were going to go 6-11 for a reason. Not because I hated anything. I'm not a hater. You're a hater of the Eagles. No. It's because that's what I thought when I looked at the young coaching staff, when I looked at the lack of talent, when I looked at the youth or the aging veterans that were banged up, right? Like Fletcher Cox, he still didn't have that great of a season this year, right? Like he looked like he was an old player at times, and we kind of had that fear coming into it. Brandon Graham, you lose to an injury, unfortunately, very early on in the season. When they were 2-5, did anyone actually think they would go 7-3 the rest of the season? No, because they just ran the ball three times against the Dallas Cowboys a couple weeks prior to that. And yet everything just changed, and it was awesome. So I'm enjoying all of it, man. It's been a fun ride.
Yeah, I think because of that, it's like, hey, it's a gift, and I think, you know, could win equals house money.
Exactly.
Right, like should win, you know, they lose, you're devastated.
Buccaneers fans should say,
like that's
should win game.
Sixers-Hawks game 7.
Right.
Father's Day is should win.
Sixers-Hawks, that series.
Should win.
Not just game seven, that series, especially when we have a 26-point lead.
Dude, I'm still haunted by that loss.
26-18
yeah.
leads you had at one point in two different games.
Still haunted by it.
Anyways.
Yeah, but that's the should and the could.
Right.
And the difference. And we'll see. I mean, you know, I don't feel as though they're... Listen, if Godwin and Brown were there and it was they were rolling and it was like they were in October, I would have no... I would say no shot.
Right.
But, you know, they scuffle a bit. They're, you know, again, big-time guys out. You know.
And as DB3 on Twitter points out, and I know you kind of got into it with the morning show about this yesterday, the weather report for Sunday's game in Tampa. Cloudy and windy with periods of rain, high of 72, winds southwest at 20 to 30 miles per hour.
Wow.
Chance of rain 70%, near a quarter of an inch of rainfall. Higher wind gusts possible.
That wind is huge. It's such a big deal.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a monster. That forecast is even better than I thought it was yesterday. I love the birds.
Because if you have to run the football constantly, the Eagles have that ground attack. Now, like you said, you're still going to have to make some timely throws. And can Jalen Hurts do that on a clear day is a question. Can he do it on a day where it's 20 to 30 mile per hour winds? But when it's a run-heavy offense for both teams, I take the Eagles in their offensive line.
Yeah, and here's the beauty of Hurts. And this is where Hurts helps, is that all that read option stuff is hard. In the rain, it feels slick. You don't know which way. The offense always has the advantage.
Yes, they do.
Because the defense doesn't know where the offense is going. You know where you're going. That's an advantage.
Right.
On a slippery turf.
And we've seen Hurts with some of these jukes he's put on in recent weeks. The Allen Iverson-like crossovers.
He's got shimmy. He's got shimmy all day long. Give me rain and wind.
And oh, by the way, Leonard Fournette trying to play with a messed up hammy. Hammies are hard to play through on a normal day.
And you got that slip? You got slippage? Ooh, that's no good, Len.
One slippage, and all of a sudden,
Uncle Lenny's out. Uncle Lenny's gone with slippage. I think this is awesome. It should totally fit. That's a complete evener.
Now, you know what would be beautiful if the defensive coordinator played up in the box in a rainy day like that? But no.
Wow, that would be awesome. Get a downpour? 20-mile-an-hour, 30-mile-an-hour winds?
It would be like the Eagles-Niners game from a few years ago.
That would be fantastic.
Which was the as long as we don't mess them up game.
Yeah.
You know,
because listen,
go for it.
Yeah. You know, even the GOAT at 44, when you got wind gusts 30, 40 miles an hour, even the GOAT at 44 is affected by that. Sure. That's awesome, Judas. So
we'll keep an eye on the weather forecast.
I'd like that immensely. You know, we got to move on. We have a weather issue too.
Yeah, you were talking about that this morning.
Yeah. So, you know, my man Vinny is a house meteorologist.
Yeah, he loves the weather.
Right? And so he messes around with his hobby. And if I tell you, I put him up against anybody. Right? Maybe not Cecily, but I put him up against anybody. And he's a dude, nor'easter, and it could be nasty. Like, start snowing Sunday and not end till Monday night.
Yeah, I'm currently looking at the Apple forecast. The low on Sunday here, the morning show enjoys the 70-degree weather in Tampa. It's a low of 12 here in Philly.
Oh.
And so, you know it's going to stick if it snows. If it's 12 degrees and it's snowing, you know it's sticking.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be nasty. Could be nasty.
Man, it should be fun.
Yeah. But I like that weather down in Tampa, baby. That is an evener. That's a really good evener, dude.
You have these beasts up front for the Eagles offensive line.
It was funny. I was listening to the morning show, as I do, and Yeah, we were talking. We talked about the kid from Iowa. Mm-hmm. You remember? Somebody brought him up. We were talking about him last week, and I would have interest. I love this line. To me, you keep this line intact, and you add to it. And listen, I play him a guard.
And listen, you already paid Mailata and Lane Johnson, so you have that on your expected cap, right?
Yeah.
Landon Dickerson on a rookie deal.
Yeah.
Linderbaum
yep.
from Iowa.
You get that's him not on a great rookie deal. Offensive lineman
that's
name.
Awesome. That's why I love the guy in Oakland.
Kielbasa.
Alex Leatherwood.
Like Leatherwood's cool.
He should automatically be a Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
because of his name. So Linderbaum.
But Linderbaum's eating a kielbasa. Right, like, you know,
here, Aikman. Look at that block by Linderbaum.
Yeah, he's got a square head. You know? Those guys are the best.
He's got to have a neck roll.
Yeah. Like, those guys are, you know, mountain men.
Yes.
Like, that's the kind. And all they did, and you watched Iowa, all they did was run the ball.
Oh, yeah.
That's that would be fun. And I
was listening to them too, and John and Pat were against it because they wanted to draft three starters right away if they use all three picks in the first round. They talk about potentially trading.
Well, that's the caveat. I brought that up to you a while back about kind of, you know, pushing some of my capital because I do think it's very realistic that, you know, you gotta plan that if Jalen is not the guy after next season.
Right.
Then what do you do? Because you got to cover yourself in case that happens. You hope it doesn't, but if it does, you got to make sure you're covered and you got to try to figure out how you're going to get a quarterback because your team will be ready to win.
Right, exactly. Especially if you have that kind of an offensive line. If you get two legit starters in the draft for the defensive side of the ball, you get a safety and an edge rusher or a linebacker and an edge rusher. Edge rusher is definitely one of them, right? We're all on the same page here. Edge rusher is one of them. You need one, desperately.
We talked about it ad nauseum. I want Will Anderson, but you got to wait a year and not going to have the pick to get him, but whatever.
He was so much fun to watch.
Oh, my God. He's amazing.
He's literally all over the field. It's great.
So, you know, it's funny because I'm in everybody draft, too. I think it's going to be a fun draft. But the only reason why I really bring it up today is because so much is riding on Jalen in this playoff game. Now, listen, I'm not going to hold against him if it's pouring and wind.
Quarter of an inch of rain.
You know, I'm not expecting him to go beat Mahomes in a storm.
Yes.
But if the weather's clear and it's, you know,
70 degrees
and the wind is not a factor.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to make plays. Like, that is, I like running the ball too. Right. However, I'm gonna push back a little bit. Ultimately, to win consistently, you got to throw it. All right, today, in addition to sussing out the game and figuring out where you guys are, I want to do something that surrounds Eagles pride. What a prideful time when your team makes the playoffs! It's such a prideful time. And I want to hear your stories about your Eagles pride, when it started and where it is at this very moment. It's Cuz Radio with DeChunas, and we are just getting started, counting down. We've reached Wednesday. That's a good day. Listen, Sunday, you got to make your plan for the game. It's an early game, so I got your idea, right? It's a 1 o'clock game. You don't want to be bothered. You want to have sustenance, especially if you're going to have people over. Primos, primos, primos. Playoffs equal primo hoagies. Because look, first of all, the primo hoagie tray is the greatest. All right. So when you have friends over, you got everybody around, you get the guys, or you get everybody. When you have all the people over, the primo hoagie party tray is the greatest because it's like these little slivers of heaven and everybody loves it. Or you just go get your favorite hoagies and you bring them back, you whack them up. You know, it's the best. Listen, when it comes to football, when it comes to the playoffs, when it comes to big games and bigger parties, remember, it just isn't football. It's an experience. So don't settle for some average takeout or average catering. Make it Primo. No matter what you got planned, there's no bigger crowd pleaser than Primo Hoagies. Made with only the highest quality food with meats and cheese and sliced fresh to order. Served on Primo's award-winning seeded rolls. Baked fresh every day. Throw the best party on the block with Primo Hoagies. Over 80 locations across the Delaware Valley. There's going to be one near you. All right? Now, I know I'm a veteran of Primo's. All right? Just make sure you check them out. PrimoHoagies.com. And remember what I've always said. It's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
It's 10:30. You know, one of the reasons why it's a perfect time to do this, and I've been wanting to do it since, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, I brought it up to you about, just in generality, about Eagles pride, and it had to do with how prideful the fans are. And, you know, sometimes I marvel at how we go and take over stadiums. And I remember that, you know, that in D.C. where the portion fell and the dude, you know, Jalen helps the guy up. And it was a great moment and all thing, even though the stadium was decrepit. But I started to think about all the people there and just the effort it takes to go down there and go to the game and follow this team the way they follow it. With such verve, like we did going to Denver.
And that was a sold-out trip and for Philly Sports Trips.
Yeah, and, you know, it was great, and Vince and Philly Sports Trips, the whole crew. But, you know, the reason why there is a Philly Sports Trips is because, you know, those guys, you know, they feel passionate, and they can make a business out of it because there's so many people that have such pride in this team. And it's really cool because it transcends the area. Yesterday I heard from my man Andy in India. Now he's in Mumbai, India. And he loves the Birds. Loves the Birds. I mean, I was talking to him in the early 2000s, almost 20 years ago. I mean, I think about the pride that people have in this team, and it's awe-inspiring. The devotion that they do, I just take my marvel at it because it's an amazing thing.
Think of the days of Lehigh.
What a phenomenon.
Didn't Andy Reid tell a story once that he was late to his own practice because of traffic?
Dude, I was there with him.
Because the amount of people going to Lehigh. That's not even a preseason game.
Dude, it was
camp.
It was T.O. First T.O. camp day. My man Butchie, who drove him. There was so much traffic because it's all one. It's just one lane,
right?
It's college kind of. It was snarled. It's not meant to have all those people, you know, descend on that town. It did. It was unbelievable.
But that's a prime example, man. Like, that was a day at camp, and that many people were there. And that's how much the Eagles matter to a lot of people. I mean, you think about the amount of tattoos.
Yes.
Birds tattoos. We have the great, I forget her name. She has a Doug Peterson tattoo on her thigh, right? Like how great is that? Like, there's so many tattoos out there about the Eagles. I sent you a photo once. There's a Jeep that I seem to follow every day coming here.
Yes.
That has...
Great Jeep.
It's the blinkers on the back are the Eagles logo. So if they're turning right, you see the red flashing. It's the Eagle logo. And then the cover for their spare tire is the Dawk. It's Brian Dawkins with the Wolverine claws.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's unbelievable. I love that Jeep.
I follow it every day. And it pumps me up when I'm coming into work.
And these are all, when it comes to pride, right? These are all displays of pride. And I want to hear about it. You know, when you have stuff that lasts, you have a tattoo, you have your house, Tasty Cake Don has a truck, an Eagle. That was his idea to make it an Eagles truck. You know, the expense that they go do, the devotion they have, and again, it's around the world. It's global. Global.
Yeah, there's people that don't do vacations because they have the season tickets.
Well, my buddy Aiden in Ireland.
Yeah.
Huge birds guy. Sam in England.
Sam tries to make a trip. I mean, before COVID, wasn't he here once a year for an Eagles game? Like, that's awesome.
No, these people, you know, that go around, that are around, located across the globe, not just the country, but across the globe. I marvel at it. It's amazing to me.
And you know there's going to be Eagles fans that are already located in or around Tampa.
Well, there's a big Tampa Delphi crowd.
Right. And so they're going to be buying tickets. The amount of people that are going to travel from this area, because it's also a good time, right? You're going down. You're avoiding the 18-degree low that we have on Sunday to go to 70-degree Tampa.
Well, right? So I'm sure people, it's going to rain and be windy.
Yeah, but if you go down Thursday, you get the next couple of days.
Now, listen, but you're not going for the weather. You're going for your team.
Right, I know.
That's the thing, the pride in this team. Look, Philadelphians are always up for a good time. And especially this time of the year, you know, once you get the February and Philly show up and Clearwater starts to get packed and, you know, your St. Patrick's Day in March, and it's fun. It's a good time. But this is about business, like playoffs. You know, you're going to pack in a good time, but it's surrounds business. And that's how everybody looks at it. And I often wonder, because we talk about the power, it's overwhelming sometimes. It's of the NFL. But what makes, like, why do we go to these lengths? Like, we take it beyond, I think, a lot of different fans. Listen, I'm not taking any away from Steeler fan base,
right.
Raiders, Packers. Listen, there's some legitimate, you know, real, and they'll do the same thing. But we take it just like
it's a lifestyle. Like, if you're a Pittsburgh fan, listen, I'm not a Pittsburgh fan, so I wouldn't know, but I don't know if you're walking through the grocery store, you see another Steelers thing, you go Steelers. You see another Eagle logo, it's your duty to drop a go birds.
Yeah, Bills are like that, Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's your duty as an Eagles fan, if you see another Eagles logo at the Acme, you drop a go birds.
And you know what's funny is that I subscribe to that too. Like, I do it. I walk around. I did it the other day at the ShopRite. I had to stop there on Sunday morning. I had to tune a song.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
And then I went to the ShopRite. There was a dude with a bird's hat. I went, go birds.
Go birds.
You know. But I love the story of Eagle pride that transcends the land. It's pretty astounding, pretty amazing. All right, let's get started, shall we?
Yeah, man.
Talk to our friends. Let's go to Ben in Montgomeryville. Benny!
What's up, cuz?
What are you doing, Ben? How you
is? What do you think? What do you think, cuz?
I feel
think
good, Eagles, Benny.
I think we're going to do it. I think the Eagles are winning all the way.
Ben, I think they have a real good chance of winning this game. Now, you, of course, you have done such an incredible job as in the fight against autism as the ambassador. You're doing an incredible job.
I got to tell you something.
What do you got?
Today's a doubling day for the Eagles Autism Challenge. So if you could donate, that would be great. You know what my dream is, cuz? I would love the whole NFL to donate. And then if we beat Tom Brady, Tom Brady needs to donate to my fundraising page.
I love it. I love it. That's great, Benny. How do people get a hold of that?
So they can go to my website, Benergy1.com, or they can go to Eagles Autism Challenge and go look up individual fundraising and look for my name and just donate from there.
I love it, Ben. You do such a nice job.
Will you donate cuz for me? Will you donate?
I will definitely. Yes, sir.
And Tudis needs to do. Tudis.
Yeah, he will. Right, man.
He will. You know, listen.
A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go, Benny! Go Birds! There you go, buddy. Hey, so, you know, the Buccaneers designated three players from injured reserve to return to practice. Levante David, who you know is a stud.
Yep.
Fournette, who we talked about, giving it a go, the hamstring. And Giovanni Bernard as a backup. You got Ron Jones. Now, Richard Sherman was placed on the injured reserve. He's done for the year.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised some of these guys, you know, it's a playoff game. They're gonna give it their all and try to play. And again, I think the Bucs know this isn't a walk in the park game. Like, if you're the Chiefs and you're playing rag arm Roethlisberger and your top back could go one more week to get healthy, yeah, I'd probably be like, yeah, we'll be fine. Like, we'd rather you have you next week. But this game, I don't think the Eagles are the Steelers in this matchup.
No, I don't.
You know what I mean? Like, I imagine the Chiefs roll over the Steelers.
Yeah, I think they're a bad. I think it's a tough matchup. Listen, I love T.J. Watt.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
You know, they got players on defense, but I just think it's a tough matchup.
I think they roll.
They're still going to score. I think the Chiefs still score, and it's going to be a lot of pressure on Najee.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, Spags is going to do. He's going to attack Ben all day long.
As he should. Guy can barely move anymore.
Yeah, I like Kansas City.
Yeah, but I don't think the Eagles are the Steelers in this matchup.
I don't know.
That's why you got to try to push these guys to come back if you're Tampa.
It was funny. I was listening to Shefty was on, and there's an old adage. There's going to be a road team that wins. It's always the case. There's going to be a road team that wins. And so when you go through the games, right, you go, all right, it's not going to be Pittsburgh. I don't see that. I mean, I guess it could be New England, but I like Buffalo. And you start moving, looking around. Arizona's not in really good shape right now. Mm-hmm. And look, normally that's a toss-up game. But I think the Rams win.
San Fran's possibility.
San Fran is. But something tells me the Cowboys win.
Okay.
And San Fran is certainly a possibility.
Like, can Garoppolo put together another performance like he did last week?
It's a 3-point line.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I'm with you. Raiders, are the Raiders good enough to win? I mean, I know Cincinnati is not a team that, you know, is since first playoff in a long time. But I don't know that they're built to upset them.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really fun to watch, though, that game.
I like it.
Honestly, there's only one game where you're like, it's Chiefs-Steelers.
Yeah, but still Steelers. I like watching them. So
each game, like, that's a great first round of matchups, man.
I agree. Yeah. No, think about it. What normally, wild card, you got more substantial favorites.
Yeah, of course. A lot of them are 3-point lines, which is why I thought it was ridiculous when I saw 8.5 Tampa in favor. Now, they're not the biggest one because KC's 12.5 point favorites against Pittsburgh, right, but still.
I mean, 8.5 is a
big number, man.
Too fat. Gabriel sent me a beautiful photo of the chupacabra eating a goat.
I see it here. Yeah. It's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? It's
fantastic. The spikes on the back. Dude.
That chupacabra is it's a fascinating creature. Mythical creature.
No wings on this one.
And his point was the chupacabra is the birds, and the birds feast on goats. The eagles.
I'm in, man.
Simon is in Center City. Simon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
31-30 Eagles. I'm telling you, you can bet it. Bet that number. Bet that. What are the odds you're going to get? 31-30 Eagles. It's a lock, okay? And you know where we're doing it for? The ghost of Buddy Ryan, man. The ghost of Buddy Ryan. You know, people put Buddy Ryan down, and Keith Jackson dropped wide open in the end zone, fourth quarter, against the Rams in L.A. In the his last game when that that traitor, Kotite, you know, got his head coaching job the next day, his last game against the Redskins here in the playoffs, 14-point swing on one play.
Yeah.
The Eagles were going in for a touchdown. Yeah. Oh, no. The Redskins were going in for a touchdown. Eric Allen, somebody picked it up, ran it back. It was a fumble. They said he was down. I think it was the first year of the photo replay. I was at the game. It took like a half hour.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, the last.
Can I ask you a question, Simon?
Yeah. Let me tell you why.
It's a long time ago, bro. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Let me tell you why I'm bringing it up. The Bounty Bowl. Remember the Bounty Bowl?
Yeah, I do.
Remember when the Eagles were the most feared team in the NFL? They were the most feared team. The Bounty Bowl, they're worried about, we're paying somebody to beat up Luis Endejas. What did they do? A legal block on him. It wasn't a crack black block. Here's what you do. Laurie goes in the dressing room now, this week. Go to these defensive linemen. Go to Cox. Cox, 100,000 every sack. Sack time. That's legal. That's not illegal.
All right.
No, it's illegal. It is illegal.
I'll give you 100.
It is illegal, but it's all right.
I don't think so. It is.
You can't do it against the cap.
To legally sack.
You can't do it against. Yeah, but you can't do it against the laws of the cap.
Well, I got to do it under the cap. I'll send you to Hawaii. How about that? Round trip to Hawaii.
God,
any
it's not
lineman.
Emotional intelligence.
You got him, buddy.
Any lineman that gets Brady, because this guy Gannon is a stiff, man.
Yeah,
the leopard doesn't change his spot. Gannon is Gannon.
All right, I like your passion, brother. I like you're into
you
it.
You got to have it, man.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's Eagles pride.
Yes.
It's the same Eagles pride when it was 20 below zero, wind chill, when they played the Falcons. When Chad Lewis made that,
yeah, I was there.
How about Eagle Pud breaking your leg to catch a touchdown?
That was the best.
Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
I was at that game. My kids were 10-8.
Nice.
And my wife said, you can't bring them. It's 20 below. The game was Sunday. Saturday, the
we had the nor'easter, yep.
All day, where were we? At Walmart with my kids. I'm getting them hand warmers, foot warmers, Eagle.
You're a good father, Simon. You're a good dad. Let me hear you say, go Birds.
It was a great.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I agree, my brother. I agree.
I don't think he was listening to you in that.
No,
call.
I don't think so. I think he was.
I think he muted you and just went for it.
He was stream of consciousness.
You asked him, give me a go, Birds. He just kept going, man.
From Buddy Ryan. I don't know where Buddy Ryan was relevant, other than you really can't do that with the bounty. And
you did it under the table. You know?
Listen, who cares? I love his I love his passion and energy. And
he didn't
pride.
Say to try to hurt Brady. He said just to sack Brady.
Yeah, no, I know.
All right.
I give him a lot. I love him. I love our Eagle fan. I do. I love him. Listen, you get me in the right circumstance, I can wax poetically about Buddy Ryan too. So
should have played this under his call.
I know. I just like the fact that he had that kind of passion.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not thinking about anything other than Sunday in 2021, but when we talk about playoffs, the past does come into the conversation, and especially it manifests itself. It's Eagles pride, which is awesome. Let's go to Lou. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lou!
Buenos dias, señores!
Hey, Louie! What's happening, my friend?
Man, that guy just got out of a time machine or something, man. Listen, my pride today could be defined by many different unexplainable actions, but this one, I will bring back the Super Bowl year when you had a wonderful show, a global show, asking Eagle fans all over the world to display your Eagle pride.
Yeah, I love it. I love that stuff.
Where you come from. And I sang the Eagles fight song in Spanish.
Oh, my God. I remember, Louie. I remember.
I saw you at Parks Casino the following year, I was like, this guy ain't going to remember me.
Yes.
And he totally did.
Yes, yes.
So here freaking goes.
Do it, Lou! Do it, my brother!
Vuelan a los vuelan en el camino de victoria. Pelean, águilas pelean. Hay un touchdown, uno, dos y tres. Dale para arriba, dale para abajo. And watch Tom Brady cry.
Yes.
Vuelan, águilas vuelan en el camino de victoria.
Oh, what a job, Lou. You killed it again. You're the man, Louie. That was fantastic. Judas, how great was that?
I'm going to have to look up the Lithuanian version of
Bob, can you do that?
I'll figure it out.
Dude, you got to do it.
I get all different languages. Can we do fight songs around the world?
Yeah, I'm in. I would love to do that.
That'd be awesome.
I got to call Sal. I got to Mr. Tony. Mr. Tony can sing it in Italian.
Okay. Marco.
Marco did a Croatian. All right. So we got to get, let's see how many we can get. I'm down with that, man. I think that's awesome. Especially Lou was fantastic, wasn't
he? He's great.
He was a good team carrier too, Lou. Can you do the Lithuanian?
I could do it.
Dude, I'm impressed. I want to hear you do it.
All right, give me some time.
All right, I like it. All right, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Give a yo to T. Will in New York wearing his Eagle stuff as they mourned Joe Judge, the Joe Judge era.
You mean forcing your players and coaches to do sprints because they showed some emotion during training camp that didn't work?
What a my God. You couldn't wait for that.
It was like 95 degrees out one day. He was wearing a hoodie because he's tough. Come on, dude.
All right.
People call me because they love me. All these old players.
All right. Give me the tears. All right. 610-632-0975. Yes, we will allow you to sing in your native tongue. I would love that, to do the Eagle chants. I love stuff like this, so it's right up my alley. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Say with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds. That's how much you can lose this January, right? With NJ Dye. It only takes 40 days to lose 20, 40 plus pounds. Since NJ Dye is a contractually guaranteed money back program, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. NJ Dye uses bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. That balances your hormones where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing. Create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to keep you up, to keep the weight off. NJ Diet's all natural. There are no shots of hormones or prepackaged foods. Really, no surgery. Office is close by Princeton, Cherry Hill, King of Prussia. Now open in Newark, Delaware. Or you just go home. Live online video consultations run on your laptop. Start your new journey this new year by calling NJ Diet 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com. 40 days up to 40 pounds. 40 days up to 40 pounds.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
I forgot about that show. When we did, I love that Eagle Pride stuff because it was like right around the Super Bowl. And then I guess I think it was the year after the last time, that which would make sense, the last time we did it. And it's so interesting because of how much the team, like it's a team, right? How much that team means to everybody. You know, Simon, and you know, listen, he might have been living in a time machine.
Yes.
But that's all right. You know, that was a great day in his life that he remembered being at Walmart during a snowstorm, buying his kids, you know, hand warmers and gloves and scarves and shuttling them to the game the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
What
yeah,
a beautiful moment for Simon. Right? Sharing that moment of them winning with his children who were, you know, 8 and 10, wherever he said, 10 and 12. Like, that's, you know, that's...
Yeah, somebody's going to remember the rest of his life.
That's profound, is what it is. And that's all from a football team. And that's something, like, stories like that, and stories, you know, every once in a while we get on this subject and people share these things. It's what all these people need to remember. Right? Like, they all need to remember. Not just the players, right? But, you know, the owner, the GM, right? Other sports, Tobias Harris, mm-hmm. Danny Green,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you know, before you start to castigate people for booing or criticizing, whatever you feel, listen to some of these stories.
And, dude, just...
And then maybe you won't talk in generalities.
Just think about last Saturday, right? Everyone knew the deal. I mean, I know there's still people that were upset that they lost to the Cowboys, but before the game started, you know the deal. It was a game where the Cowboys were starting everyone, and the Eagles were playing third string and below players, right? Like, they had guys called up from the practice squad just to play. Okay. That building was still full.
Oh, yeah.
And that building was rocking.
It was.
When the Eagles went up 7-0,
they were freaking out.
So I told the story on postgame. Because it's not like I was breaking down the game really all that much because we knew the deal. But my wife was watching the game with me, and she was like, I thought you said this game didn't matter. I'm like, well, yeah, it doesn't. She goes, why is it so loud? Because she's not really like into sports, right? But she was fascinated how loud it was coming through the TV in a game where a couple hours earlier I said, yeah, it doesn't really mean anything tonight because they're already in the playoffs. And I was like, that's Eagles fans, man. You know, and it's the Cowboys, so go, you know, bleep Dallas.
You know what's funny? You learn a lot from people, like when people that aren't into it like we are.
Yeah.
What they see sometimes is interesting because it's like, because sometimes we're too inside. Like, we're so close.
Right.
That we don't see outside.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I told you the story, the NFC Championship game. Patrick Robinson's pick six, she shushed me. Because she just didn't understand why I was freaking out on the pick six. No idea. It's the world of a non-sports fan, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. She shushed you.
Yeah, she shushed me.
You're like, what? Did you want to go, Johan?
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. Relax a little bit. Know your place.
It's my time.
Right? You're watching the Royals.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll stress you.
I promise I won't talk about Salvador Perez. All right, when you're watching your Royals.
Deal. Why Salvador Perez?
It's the first Royal that popped in my mind.
Oh.
The catch.
That's okay. Good work.
It's got to go pop.
It does. I think he juiced this year, but I don't know where his 40 home runs.
You know, whatever. The first Kansas City Royal popped in my head.
Maybe he thought he was getting the COVID vaccine. He got something else in the needle. All of a sudden, Salvador Perez in 40 bombs. It's been like 8 years.
Let's go to Sebastian in Clearwater. Sebastian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, man. What's up? How you been, eh?
What's going on, Sebastian?
Great, man. Yo, we come a long way since we've been on that boat in Miami, huh?
Oh, my God, Sebastian, can you believe it? How about that? We were down there at Philly Sports Trips. Remember, we had that great time on the boat, and then they lose the game, and then there's
the
no
fish
more,
magic.
Right? Like, oh, my God.
That's the second game I've been to in Florida that Fitzmagic was playing that we lost to. Right after the Super Bowl, we played them, and Deshaun torched us for, like, 2 touchdowns in Tampa. I flew my dad down for that game, and we watched that game, and Fitzmagic whooped us with the Bucks. And then the next game I went to, he whooped us with the Dolphins. I was like, what's going on? Am I the mush? Like, like Tampa didn't sign Fitzmagic in the past week, did they? Because you know what? And I'm representing. I'm going to the game.
Are you?
There.
Oh, yes, dude, that's fantastic, yes, man.
I got 7 rows back right next to the tunnel so I can spit on Brady when he comes out. I can't wait.
Oh, my God.
I cannot wait. I'm standing here in my garage in shorts, and that's it. It's like 70 degrees out here, and I'm singing the chant while the dude was doing it in Spanish. I was yelling at the top of my lungs. My neighbor's thinking crazy. But,
what's the so you being next to Tampa, what's the kind of word down there? What's the feeling down there?
Oh, it's great. I know when you see each other in Acme, it's like, hey, go Birds, what's up? But it means a little bit more when you see a guy in Publix with an Eagle shirt on, like 1,000 miles away. The Go Birds just means a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's great. There's a ton of Eagles fans down here too. It's great.
Are they wary at all of the Eagles, playing the Eagles? Like, do they think the Eagles are dangerous?
Oh, Tampa?
Yeah.
No, they're riding high. This is Tampa Bay. The Bucks won. The Lightning won. Somehow the Rays make it to the deep runs. Like
they're
super high right now.
Are they really?
Off the horse, Ant. We need to knock them off the horse.
Let's go, Sebastian. Let's go.
I'm excited.
Give me a chant, man. Come on, loud.
E-S-E-L-E-S, Eagles.
There you go, brother. Go Birds. Good job, man. Going to the game. That was a nice chant from the garage.
That was a great chant.
You heard the echo of the garage?
There's our man Echo Lenny. I got to hear his chants, too.
Echo Lenny. He's making an echo. That was a good echo right there.
Quality echo. By the way, just to update you on the Ben Simmons front, this is a story from The Athletic.
About the engagement?
No, not that. The message has been sent that Ben Simmons would be ready to play after a few weeks of intensified conditioning and court action. So I'll get the story, I'll read it, and see exactly what's going on, but... you know, maybe he comes back.
So you're going to ask me, would I take him back?
Yeah.
My answer is?
Yes.
Yeah. How'd you know?
Because I think he said it from the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't, because pride, but.
You say no?
Yeah.
You're not welcome?
Yeah. I'd rather just wait till he gets traded.
You know, it's probably not going to happen until the next year.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, Woj said that yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We got a battle.
So I could have dropped
we got a clash between Woj and Shams, man.
There is no clash.
Clash of the Titans, dude.
I could have dropped the cuz bomb since I said that a while back.
Yeah. You should have dropped the cuz bomb.
Should have. Yeah. Shams. That check clear from... oh, right, the same. They're wrapped by the same guy. I got you.
It's not the 15th yet.
All right. I don't even know how in the world you could trust anything.
Well, man, Shane,
he got traded. He hasn't been traded every other week to a different team. I mean, after a while, you go, all right, dude. You cry wolf, man. Sean is in Seattle. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Sean.
Yo, Kaz, Gina. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Of course, brother.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Really?
Yeah, I'm out here in Seattle. I've been listening to you since I've been a little kid.
Well, I hear your Philadelphia accent, so you must not have
been. That's good. I can't shake it, man.
That's right.
What it's all about.
How long have you been out there for?
About 7 years now.
Nice.
So, yeah, check this out. On Sunday, my wife and I welcomed our first kid into the world. And in her first week of life, she gets a Birds playoff game.
Dude, congratulations, man. How's it feel, brother? You're on cloud 9, aren't you?
Dude, I'm running on adrenaline. I haven't slept in a couple of days, but it's the greatest feeling ever.
It's the best, isn't it? It's the greatest.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I wanted to talk a little bit about pride real quick. First of all, my daughter would have never even been able to be here without my wife, who I met in Columbus, Ohio, because her car was covered in Philly sports magnets. So, of course, you know, had to put some moves on her, this and that. Now we got a little girl. We're living out in Seattle.
Wait a second. So you're in Columbus. Now, were you going to school?
We're in Columbus.
Or you're working there?
I was working. We worked for the same company. I followed her into the parking lot. She probably almost called the cops on me.
Because she had Philadelphia sports magnets. That's
her car covered. Philly Fanatic, Birds, Phillies, Flyers, etc.
Really? That's fabulous. Yeah.
So I hop out. I ask her if she's from Philly. And here we are. So that's some pride right
there.
That's
a great love story, man. I love it.
Yeah, man. It's great. It's not why I married her, but it's how I met her. So that's where it's at. The other thing I want to say just about pride, like, I think about this story. I'm walking into work on Monday morning. The Birds just beat the Falcons in the first round, right? We got the Vikings coming up, 2017. My coworker said, I would be surprised if the Eagles scored a single point against the Vikings. That's how good that defense is. And we come out and we roll. I think the reason for the pride is just the underdog thing, man. Like, we all relate to it on a personal level. That's how we connect. It's not about the sports as much as it is about the pride in the city. So, you know, that's all it is. So I figured, you know, I'd share a couple things like that.
Dude, I love it, man. Listen. It was a great call, and you're part of the family, and you got to keep calling. You know what I'm saying?
All right, done and done.
All right, so what do we say at the end of the call?
Well, I'm not going to sing. I'm going to give you a little go Birds.
There you go, brother.
Yes.
Go Birds, baby. Go Birds. Hey, that's great. God, what a call. My man met his wife. You know, I wanted to do, back during my brief stint in the mornings, you know how they have these dating apps?
Yeah.
Right? You know, the
Tinder. Sort of, yeah.
But they also have, but not just the Tinder and all, not just the hookup, but I meant more like you have a Philadelphia sports, like, hookup, and you have your first date's at the game.
Oh, that's cool.
And we go, like, you know, we go. Like, we go with them.
Oh, nice. Okay. You know, so a little blind date action at a game.
Yeah, like, you would have, like, you could have a dating app that's a sports dating app. They have everything else, right? Ethnicity.
Yeah, you might as well.
Why not do the sports thing?
Farmers.com.
Right. What's that?
Farmers.com.
Farmers.com.
Yeah, there's a commercial for it. There's Christian Mingle.
Right.
Farmers.com is one of them. Well, I'll go on it right now.
I thought that was an insurance company.
Oh, yeah, it is. No, but there's a dating. There's a home. What is it?
Dave Farmers.
Hold on. Farmers Only. Sorry. Farmers Only.
Wait a second.
Yes.
There's a dating app to hook up farmers.
Yeah. Farmersonly.com. City folks just don't get it.
Oh, really?
Sign up for free to find a farmer, rancher, cowboy, cowgirl, or animal lover here at FarmersOnly.com, an online dating site meant for down-to-earth folks.
What, people from the city can't be down-to-earth?
Apparently not.
That's
here you go. 10 best dating sites for farmers. So there's more than one.
I guess if you're a farmer, you're not out hooking up, right? You're always busy tending to the crops.
Exactly. There's FarmersOnly.com. There's FarmersSingles.com. Let's see. Farmers dating site. EquestrianCupid.com.
I'm offended. Down to earth. Like, what's wrong with us? We're not down to earth?
Apparently not, man.
You know, that's your kind of hat.
No,
they probably listen to country music.
They probably do. Oh, here you go. Number 10, meetacowboy.com.
Oh, that's great. My man, Dustin, single dad. I love the Birds dating app.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man.
He's in. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to get a pool, all Eagle, you know, 4 for 4 fans. And I think I wanted to do something with the 4 for 4 day. It was some idea, one of my million ideas that I wanted to do. I thought it would work.
Probably would.
All right, 4 for 4. You got to be 4 for 4, or that's it.
Come on, you got to come up with the catchphrase, like farmers only or whatever. For down to earth folks.
Believe you, man. Ish, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ish!
Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
What's going on, my man, Ish? Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year to you.
What's new, man? You all right? How you making out? How's your health?
I'm all right.
Good.
We're talking playoffs, what?
That's it, my man, you're ready to go.
Playoffs, what?
What do you think? You feel good about the game?
Eagles got a chance.
Sure they do.
I don't like the weather report.
No, the weather's good. That's a good weather report. Intense rain, wind, that evens the playing field against the GOAT.
Yeah. I want it to be sunny and warm and nice and warm.
No, we want it to be miserable. Because that's where, now think about it, seriously, you want it to be miserable. The Eagles are a run team, right? What's the biggest strength of the Eagles? Their O-line.
Running team.
That's it. That's why you want a muddy track.
Right.
They're a bunch of mudders.
Right. You got a point there.
Sure. You want the muddy track? What do you say?
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Give me louder. Come on. Give me louder.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Oh, my man, buddy. Be good, Ish. See that? Let's go to, where are we at? Tony in Roxborough. Tony. What's going on, Tone?
The alchemy of your show is profound.
Why, thank you.
I love this conversation about football, man. That's got me thinking about football sort of generally and how it's an archetypal sport. It's like the human story writ large. It extends all the way back into ancient Sumer and ancient Greece. It's got...
Oh, no!
King going for the Holy Grail. Going down into the depths.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
He's got to go into the depths. He's got to go into the enemy land surrounded by his knights. And Philadelphia is an archetypal city. That's what
it is, an archetypal city. Yeah.
I mean, it's a great town for that sort of thing. And it really is an ancient city. Back in.
Oh, Tone, I'm losing you. No! I was into Tony's call. Tone, call us back, man. Get a better line. Call us back because it is deep. It is. Especially, listen, and I think this is where Tony was going with it. There's something about the sport of football. And because the sport is basically you're gaining earth, right? Like, that's what it is. You got to move, matriculate downfield, and gain earth.
I mean, what?
The brilliant. Come on, man. Now you break that out. I wanted you to break that out a while ago. No, but true. It's about gaining earth, right? Yardage. It's about imposing your will upon another as in tandem, right? Working together. I mean, it's imperialistic.
I got you. Yeah.
It is. It's imperialistic. And that's the beauty of football.
Yeah, there's a lot of beauties of football. Yeah. I love football.
Yeah. That's where Tony was going. That's where he was. Do you appreciate that? That's the bigness of football.
Yes.
Are you just placating me?
Yes.
Well, I appreciate your honesty.
By the way, moving on from gaining earth, Anthony M. Schmall, here we go. He has the tagline for your sports dating app, because misery should come from your team, not your partner. There you go. It's a great tagline.
Wow, Ant, that's fabulous.
Now, I know Ant knows sports misery because Ant's a Lions fan.
That's fabulous.
Ant's a Lions fan, so he knows misery when it comes to sports.
I love it. I love it. Look at this. People are getting, it's gaining steam. Caitlin, she's in. Caitlin and all, they were with us on the Philly sports trips.
Yeah, that's right.
In Denver. So I'm telling you, it's a good idea. All right, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. So how about this? Eric, our man Eric DeLass says the name of the app should be Fidelity. So Fidelity with right. a PH.
Okay. All right.
Fidelity with a PH. That's actually brilliant. Are you kidding me?
By the way, I'm about to say it in the update, but some good Sixers news. Tyrese Maxey, Paul Reed, both cleared from health and safety protocols. They're both at shoot-around today. So you got your starting point guard back.
Yeah, that's big.
Which is huge.
That's big. I like it. Dude, the Simmons thing is kind of a big deal.
Could be back.
You got to kind of mix it in a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you feel? Seriously.
Get ready to hear the boos, as long as Danny Green's all right with it.
No, but I mean, seriously, like,
I don't.
I really want you to think about it.
I know he makes the team
I
better.
Know you say no, but I want you to think about it, okay?
Okay.
Please, just think about it. All right, let's talk about Parks Casino and Sportsbook. We'll be there tomorrow night, Cousins Corner. And, wow, this line is staying 8.5. 8.5. Interesting. Has not moved. But, like, here's the beauty. If you like the Eagles to win the game, like, I think they have a shot. You know what? You lay 3 plus 550. All right, maybe you want the touchdown scores. Maybe you think that, I don't know, let's take a look. Maybe you think that Goddard is going to be an anytime touchdown scorer plus 250. I like it. I'm telling you, get the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. You will absolutely love it. It's fun for all the playoffs. It's right there. And you can bet the games before they start. You can bet in-game. You can bet all the props. There's a zillion ways to have some fun with it. Same game parlays, the way to go in Parks Casino and Sportsbook. So check it out. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember, you got to be in PA. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11:30, hanging out. Don't forget our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers. That's where Philly gets engaged. All right. So, big week, playoff week. And everybody sit tight because we're going to get back to our phone calls. But, you know, we got to get the nation's, you know, view. And from one of our own. All right, lots to get to. And joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, he does such a great job, from ESPN, one of our own, Kevin Nagandy. Kev, playoffs, buddy!
And who would have thought? Who would have thought?
No, I know.
In October, we're talking about this.
Pretty amazing.
We're playing with house money, so let's just enjoy the ride.
That's my sentiment exactly. And I look at it, and Kev, you know, listen, we all know he's the GOAT. I mean, it's obvious, right? He's the GOAT, okay? Now, no Godwin's a big deal. No Antonio Brown's a big deal. Fournette coming off the hammy, big deal, right? Like, you know, again, that defense, you know, you've been watching, that defense is not the same as it was earlier in the season. And, mm-hmm. other than Brady, they're all coming off a, Super Bowl hangover a bit. I mean, that's been the case for a lot of teams in the past. So we'll see, right? We'll see if there's any chance, this is it. This is a decent chance the Eagles have. I think they're in the game.
And they've got to have ball control, right? Like, play a little keep away, keep it away from number 12 so he can't do anything. Shaquille Barrett coming back is a big boost for that front defensive line for Tampa.
Yes,
now, I will say this. They don't have as many weapons as they did, in the first meeting. I'm curious to see, and this comes down to something we saw in the beginning part of the season, and we saw adjustments were made. What kind of defense will Jonathan Gannon have? Because
I know.
Death by a thousand cuts. Where Brady says, all right, you're gonna lay off here. I'm going to take the 7 yard. And then there's Gronk, 45 yards, right? So that's what I'm most scared about, that he's just going to take what you give him. And no one's better in the history of the NFL than Tom Brady of taking what you're going to give me, and I'll just keep on moving the chains. And then, boom, the big play. And we don't have one specific player that can match up with Gronk, and Gronk could have a monster game where it's 150 yards receiving, and that could be the difference in this one. That's the one thing that scares me coming into the matchup.
Listen, we've talked about it all week, so you're right there with us. Gannon, without a doubt. Now, I got to believe that Jonathan Gannon says, all right, the reason why you play that way is why? Because you don't want to give up big plays to Godwin, big plays down the field, right? So that the first time you're playing that way against Kansas City because you don't want to give up big plays, even though they did, to Tyreek Hill. So you're trying to keep everything in front of you, and that defense, that, old Tampa 2 shell, is you're trying to keep everything in front of you, and you're mm-hmm. trying to let them run as many plays so that at one point they're going to shoot themselves in the foot. That's the theory, and we're not going to give up big plays to potent teams. Well, without Godwin, without the down-the-field guys, I think he's got to understand you can't play your corners off and just allow those death by a thousand cuts.
You can't. And you know what this game will come down to defensively, regardless of us setting up, like you said perfectly, about the D-backs playing back. Fletcher Cox and Hargrave are going to have monster games. They're going to have monster games, pushing that line a little bit and getting Brady just off center there by just a half a step. When Brady feels the pressure, it changes the entire outlook of that offense.
Oh, so totally, totally. You're so right.
For Sweat and Cox, and that's the key here. I think for this defense, with whatever Gannon's going to do, and we know we're going to hold our breath with that, can you have any type of pressure up front? And can Fletcher Cox have the monster game that we – this is a game where I badly miss Brandon Graham, right?
Yeah.
Because the last time we saw Brandon Graham versus Tom Brady was really special, right?
Right. And afterwards he said they made one play.
Yep.
At the right time. That was his end quote. And I'm with you. I like to see BG one more time taking, going to attack the GOAT.
Oh, it would be great. It would have been great. Michigan man versus a Michigan man. And on the other side here, I expect Todd Bowles to say, all right, well, we know you can run the football, so we're going to stop you running the football. Jalen, can you make throws? Can you make 5 to 8 big throws? And let's not forget, Goddard didn't play a role in this game, guys, in the first matchup.
That's right.
And we're going to need, Lavonte David could have a monster game here because he's phenomenal on the Buck side, especially with whatever Todd Bowles likes to do on the defense. He's their quarterback. Can Goddard get open, specifically across the middle on that 20-yard route where Hurts sometimes is a little bit high and a little bit off? Can he make that accurate throw early on to kind of get that defense to be honest the rest of the game.
Yeah, so I'm with you in a big way. And I, in fact, started this show today by talking about. Now, the weather could change things because they're talking about winds and a storm in Tampa with heavy rain and some wind gusts at up to 20, 30 miles an hour. So that could affect the game. Now, if it doesn't and its conditions are right, I'm with you. I think they're going to be plays made down the field. Look, that secondary is not a lockdown secondary. All year they were good against the run, but you could have them. You can get against them against the pass. And this is one of the questions with Jalen. You brought it up. I mean, we saw what Joe Burrow has done. We saw what Herbert did Sunday night. You know, you, in this league, you got to make throws. So that's the one thing that we need from him.
100%. And you know what I hope Jalen Hurts does in this game? He goes to the reliable hands of Dallas Goedert. I know he has a few drops, but the reliable hands of Dallas Goedert and Devontae Smith. And if Devontae Smith can have at least 10 targets, I will take my chances with this offense doing something productive down the field. If Greg Ward is on the field and is available, I will trust that. Like, what Jalen Hurts needs to do is trust the guys that he knows will come through and can make catches and not try to force the ball into certain spots to certain players, because then I think that could, it won't stop Jalen Hurts' confidence. What it will do, though, it'll stop drives. And they need to keep the ball on long drives. Let's convert on third and three, right? Can you convert on third and six? Because that's going to keep Tom Brady off the field, and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert and Greg Ward, the guys that you know are going to catch the football, have to play a humongous role in this game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's going to be fun, man. Here's the one thing. I really, honestly, and this is not Homer or anything, because when it comes to football, I believe that you should be true to the game, right? Game transcends team. Yep. And I think the Eagles are in it. I think this is a game in which they're going to be in it. I think it's going to be a close one.
I hope so, because, man, I'm going. I'm taking the whole crew.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
That's fantastic, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be great.
You're going to be pumped up.
My kids are at the stage of, you know, at 9 and 7, the boys, and my daughter at 5. Where the 9 and 7-year-old, you know, they're going to be in a playoff environment they've never been, will be in a road place, so they're going to hear some things. And, you know, they'll probably talk back as well, which is great. And I want to give them that experience. And the backstory for me is I've seen Tom Brady versus the Eagles in the playoffs twice. Jacksonville was horrendous. Minnesota was one of the greatest nights of my life. So I've got to see part three, and I can't wait for it.
Oh, my God. Part three. That's the way,
dude. I'm going to say this real quick. Shout out to my wife, because my wife was the one who convinced me to go to 52 after the bad experience in Jacksonville. And then, you know, we were going to be down to that area anyway, and she's like, you know, as the day was building on Saturday and Sunday, we were watching these games. She's like, you know, we got to go. I'm like, yeah, I get it. She's like, no, you know, we got to go, all of us. We've got to experience this with them. And I'm like, yeah, okay, we're going to go. So she's complete support. I'm really happy I married somebody who loves football as much as me.
Oh, that's what a great story. That's a great story. And you know what's funny? If this is like part three. Right, this is part three. You're right about that, because you know, we talk about the book, we talk about Jacksonville and how amazing that was, and you know, of course, he winds up and listen, you remember it, you watched it close, you remember the third quarter, how mysteriously they started to throw to the backs in the face of the blitz, exactly where the blitz was coming from, they hit the backs. Now, come on.
They knew exactly what we were doing in Jacksonville.
Yep.
They knew exactly where we were going for that game.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
And karma got, so karma good. Bit Brady in 52, and I think it still bites him. I think karma's not done with him. At least when it comes to the Eagles.
Fingers crossed.
At least that's my story.
Fingers crossed.
All right, I got to answer one question. Well, actually, two questions. One, in many cultures, the goat is goat meat is the delicacy. Like in Italy, they eat the goat, right? In Mexico, they eat the goat, cabrito. Let me ask you a question. Does the goat have meaning in your culture?
So, being of Indian descent, in my culture, if you go to an Indian restaurant in America, in Canada, and let's just say in England, you're going to see goat on the menu.
That's right.
You're going to see goat curry, right? You're going to see that. I've never had goat. And, you know, I came from a vegetarian type background when it came to Indian food when I was in India, and, you know, where when my mom would make it at the house. And then whenever we would go back to India, you would just see goats on the streets, you know, and in certain villages where I was visiting family members.
It's the same way in Southern Italy, man.
Goat. Yeah. It just casually walking by along with the cows.
So you know where I'm going, right?
Yeah.
I know
where you're going.
It is your duty this week to eat the goat.
Listen.
You got to eat the goat this week, dude.
Ed, but I want to be healthy the rest of the week because, let me tell you, my stomach may call it time.
No, it's fine, man. Listen, it's tasty. I'm going to have mine, a little ragu with some pasta. All right?
I love it. I love it.
I'm telling you.
Do me a favor.
Eat the goat.
Get seconds for me. Just eat them for me and tell me how it is because I'm sure it's delicious. I just don't think my stomach will be on the same page with you.
So you know what's beautiful? Because you brought up being, you know, going back to India, and I'm talking about Eagle Pride today, right? And how it transcends just the Delaware Valley and our area, and how I have people that call up around the world. And I got a buddy of mine, Andy. Andy is from, he lives in Mumbai. And he spent a little time in the area, and he moved back to Mumbai, and he is like the greatest Eagle fan, right? And so in his town, they watch the games, you know, time difference, and it's like an Eagles, like they make it into like an Eagles bar, and they watch the games, and there's a lot of Eagle fans in Mumbai, and I just think it's beautiful, the pride that brings all these people together.
It's amazing. And to your point, my dad lives in India, and my dad will send me messages saying, what exactly happened in this game? I'm seeing the score. Help me know. He is constantly, he's like, what happened in the Dallas game? I don't understand. And I had to break it down. He is constantly trying to keep in touch with what is going on with the Eagles. And again, you know, my backstory is that's how I connected with my father very early on, and that's why I'm here doing what I do every single day on SportsCenter because of my connection with my dad. So there is a passionate base. My cousins who are all listening right now, they tune in every single time.
That's awesome.
They're all into it. So we have a text chain just talking about Philly sports, and so shout out to all, like a handful of my cousins that are listening. And it no matter what,
gotta give a yo to cousin the Gandhis.
Yo, Dave, yo, Neil, yo, Rue, yo, Ruby, yo, Ajay, yo, V, like they're all in. And that's my crew, and we love it as much as
Ruby's my boy,
regardless of culture, right? And so I love hearing those type of stories because that's the one thing that the unifying thing, regardless of who we are, where we're from, and our experiences, it's the passion that we have about Philadelphia. And speaking of goats, before I go, shout out to Jim Gardner.
Yes.
Of all time.
He's the man. I had him on the show not long ago. I was celebrating the legends, and he had Jim on the show. He's phenomenal. All right, last thing.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Ben Simmons, there is a story that Ben Simmons is ready to return. And it could be that he's actually really ready to return and play. Would you take him back?
Would I take him back?
Yes.
For one reason only. For one reason only. If that gives Daryl Morey a better chance to trade him, yes.
because in the end, a team is going to say, what are we getting if we are going to make a trade with you before this deadline on February 10th? We need to know, where is he mentally? Where is he physically? I need to see that before I want to unload somebody that I value here on this team. I'm not going to get fleeced in a trade. I'm not going to do this blindly. That's the only reason. Here's my fear in all of this. They got a big game tonight against the Hornets, a fun game. Joel has carried this team, seven-game winning streak. Everybody knows that. It's just Joel's leadership impact on the young players has been fantastic. He can call them out. They love it. They understand he's doing it out of love, and they want to get better. What's the dynamic in the locker room if he does come? I'm not worried about the physical thing on the floor. I'm worried about the dynamic inside the locker room. I think they'll welcome him, but how is it going to be with Joel and some of the impact players? We don't know. I think there's a handful of professionals in that locker room. I just care about the product more than anything else. And if you guys want Ben Simmons to be traded, this is kind of part of, excuse me the pun, the process, and maybe we have to trust it if they want to unload him before February 10th.
Yeah, I don't think, and again, I go back to it, I think this is an off-season deal. I think they might move.
I think
he's waiting for Harden. I think he's going after Harden.
If it's an off-season deal, trade in your mind, then I wouldn't play him the rest of the way, to be honest with you. Like, to me, it'd be like, hey, we're gonna broach this later on.
Yeah, but what if he comes back, he actually balls out? I mean, I guess not impossible.
It would be pretty cool, right? But we're talking about balling out in the regular season. And I don't
think
he had an issue with him balling out in the regular season.
I hear you. I hear you, brother. But he ain't going anywhere anyway. So right. I hear you. I get you. Kev, great stuff, my brother. Enjoy the game, man. Let us know how it is, all right?
I appreciate
it. Best to the family, man.
If anybody's tailgating out there, just hit me up on Twitter. Look forward to
it. Oh, go to Tampa Joe's. Do me a favor. Take the family to Tampa Joe's, our morning show. John Kincaid, Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Pat Egan, they're going to be down there.
You got it. John's a Temple guy. Me and him were texting last night, so yeah. I'll make sure we do that. All right,
you're the best. Love you, buddy. Take care.
Love you too, buddy. Take care.
Here he is. He's the best, Kevin. I love him. He's a great dude. We're all Temple people, and Kevin's the best.
Made Temple proud, man.
Yeah. And the car, and he wears it with pride, which is why he and I are always brothers that way. Lots to do today, Junis. So we got a minute. I know you're playing the music, but we got a minute. The Simmons thing's real. What are you going to do? Would you have an open mind at all?
Basically what Kevin said, only if it helps trade him.
Yeah, but I don't think he gets moved this year.
Then don't come back. I'll be stubborn. I don't care, man.
Then don't come back?
Don't come back.
All right.
He's right. Who knows how that impacts the locker room, man?
Well,
I know they're not a legit contender without him, but I don't think they're a legit contender with him, so what do I care?
Well, but again, if the guys are on board, they're on board. If they're not on board, like, the only way he comes back and plays is if there's some humility. And he comes back and says, yo, guys, listen. My
bad for making up mental health issues.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying.
To try to get money back. No, he's dead to me, man.
I hear you. I'm just saying. If he made right with, he's never going to be, Joe's never going to go, let's go hang out.
Now you look at him side-eye all the time.
Right.
He should.
I know, but Joe's also saying, I can use some more help.
Yeah.
He can defend that he can get you the ball in the right spot. Is my only point. Now, maybe I'm too lenient, but.
You got a kind heart, man.
No. No, it's more selfish because there's always a what if. As much as it's a lot, you know what it is? I look at things in a positive way, in a hopeful way. And if there's a glimmer, a chance, a modicum of hope, that he would ball out, I would take him back. Again, there's conditions. All right, listen. Do you have a restaurant? You got a bar, right? I bet you're proud of your burgers. You're proud of your wings. You're proud of your pizza. Well, I got a can't-miss item to add to your menu that we are just gobbling up at the top sports bars in the area. How about the Philly cheesesteak egg roll and the buffalo chicken egg roll from the Gourmet Egg Roll Company? Dude, the cheesesteak egg roll is my favorite. Oh, you love the cheesesteak egg roll?
Yeah, it's a dude.
Dude. The classic cheesesteak egg roll made with premium, real Philadelphia-style steak, melted cheese, or you go with the buffalo chicken, premium chicken meat, marinated buffalo sauce, and a blue cheese. It's a game changer. Now, the beauty is, this is what I love about this company. The Philly cheesesteak egg roll is unbelievable. But this company, all right, they're two Philadelphia guys. All right? They're big. They got the big Philly flavor. Here's what you got to do. Go to GetEggRolls.com. You can see their full list of flavor options. And then ask your food distributor for the Gourmet Egg Roll Company. So these dudes are unbelievable. Go GetEggRolls.com. Big Philadelphia flavor. Big taste. Rolled in the one.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's noon across the Delaware Valley, 12 o'clock. And many thanks to a listener. Look at this, Tunis. We are hooked up.
What?
Yes, a listener dropped off. I want to show our YouTube audience. 2 Chupacabra cigars. Yeah! 2 goat cigars. Oh, Junis.
Yeah, I'm sure that smells spectacular.
Spectacular, Junis. You and I will be smoking some chupacabras.
I'm in, man.
Smoke the goat.
See, I selfishly buy my dad like cigars every year for his birthday or Christmas, just
look at
so
this.
I can,
Ashton, look
just
look
so I can
this.
Walk into the shop.
Look at these cigars! Wow,
that's one of my favorite smells. Is the cigar smell?
I love it. I love the cigar smell. I do. I love the smells of cigars.
My dad has one a night. That's how he ends the day. Smokes a cigar, so the garage smells like
yeah.
It. So every time I go over, oh, it's I know. Great, man.
I love the smell of it. I do. I love it. I love the smell of the cigar. I agree. I think it's phenomenal. My father, he went through the gamut. He used to, when I was a kid, he smoked a pipe.
Ah, cool.
And I love the smell of the pipe, too.
Yeah.
That was a gift. We would get him, like, Father's Day, we'd get him tobacco.
That's cool. That's cool, yeah.
And he would always have, like, the cherry tobacco.
Oh, really? All yeah. right.
And then, but I love the smell of cigars. I like the smell of smoke. Anything.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I got no problem. I like the smell of smoke.
I'm with you.
But these cigars, dude, chupacabras.
Yeah, it's probably a quality cigar.
We got to have our chupacabras. Smoke the goat, eat the goat. We got to do it all, dude.
Drink at the goat's beard.
Yes.
Got to do it all.
Drink the goat's blood. Come on, Junis.
Yeah, you could do that one.
My man, you know the message? My man Danny on the text board. Because I was talking about having my goat, like a goat ragu with a little fresh pasta.
That sounds like a great item.
Right? And he thought I meant ragu, like the out of a jar.
Oh, no.
And I was like, no, dude, it's a meat gravy.
No, that's what I eat.
It's a meat. It's when you make like a rabbit ragu, a goat ragu with a orchietta pasta. It's beautiful. It's a great item.
You know, I eat the other ragu.
Right.
No.
But you don't have to.
No, I don't have to.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know this. The Chupacabra cigar is the cigarette that Denzel smoked in Fallen. Yes.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yes, that's the play on the movie. That's a genius move. That's genius. You got to watch the movie before I'm telling you.
I'll watch it leading up to kickoff instead of a pregame show.
No, I can't do a pregame. Smells good, dude. Smells good, dude. Chupacabra. Cigar. I can't wait for this guy.
They got to zap you out of it, man.
I want to lay it up now, man. I want to watch some football.
There's a former host at the station that used to go in the hallways here. He's told many times to stop.
Oh, really? Oh, I respect that.
I don't. There used to be the ash marks on the walls.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
You know, what are you going to do?
And he did his own thing.
Hey, each his own. You know what I mean? Rafa is stuck in the studio once, you know. Let's go to Nick. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Nick 8.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How are you?
What's going on, Nick?
Man, you're hyping me up more than I should be for this game. I'm going around my work this morning like a maniac saying, I want Brady's out of the stick. My
yes!
Boss is going maniac. It's great.
That's it, Nick. You got it, man. You better eat the goat this week.
Hell, he has Eagles. But I'm actually, it was funny that you opened up saying that you want to hear the stories about the Eagles' pride when actually this morning when I woke up for work, I actually bought tickets and I'm currently working on getting down there because I don't know if you said it or you saw it, but there was an interview where Tom Brady said every time he sees an Eagle fan,
yes,
he gets reminded of the drop pass. So that just for that, at that prime moment, I said, I got to go down there. I got to make sure he sees me.
Yes. Yes. And by the way, we got word that down there, the locals are selling their tickets to Eagles fans because they think, they can make a buck and pay for the following week's game. But I think that's bad karma, and I think we take over and then celebrate, Nick, and win.
I think they're going to pay for their sins instead of paying for the next week's game. They're going to play for a golf course, Brady.
That's right. That's right. Bells, children. Chupacabra, Nick.
Kill him. Put it on his stick.
Head on a stick. Chop, chop, Tommy. Chop, chop. You're the man, Nick. Chop, chop. Tommy. He does. He wants no part. That's the one thing that's true. And I respect him. Right? I respect the GOAT. The GOAT, he hates the Eagles. Kryptonite, Chunas.
They made one good play at the right time.
Like, listen to that. We're his kryptonite.
It's the Eagles that I cringe, bro, not the Falcons.
That's right, Chunas.
I need to redeem myself, so.
Do you think about that play often off your fingertips?
Get reminded of that play. Every time I see an Eagles fan, I get reminded of that.
Yeah! Tommy! We're coming, Tommy! There's going to be thousands of Eagle fans to send on Tampa.
But didn't catch it tonight.
That's right, Tom. You didn't catch it, Tommy. Strip sack, Tommy. Strip sack. Yes. Let's go to Tom in South Philly.
Thank you, 97.5.
A real Tommy. Hello, Tom.
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
Not much. Yeah, the whole thing with him, man, he just can't stand that he lost to Nick Foles, man, more than anything, I think. That's what bothers him the most about that.
Don't you love it, though?
It's awesome. It's awesome. He can't stop talking about it. But anyway, to the game, I got confidence in this game, I think. I think we can go down there and upset them. Just got to go all out. Can't sit back and play passive.
That's right.
On defense,
you got to attack.
On
offense. Yeah, listen, if you're going to beat the GOAT, you got to chop his head off. I mean, that's it. That's it.
Exactly. Pressure, blitz, and just play man up and do the shits for what they make. What else you got to lose?
Yeah.
Everyone has money right now. You got a team that's going to get experience playing in the playoffs and everything, coaching staff and all. And hopefully we win. We play good defense, and Gannon gets hired by Denver. That'll work out to our benefit. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait. It's good to have playoff football.
It's great to have playoff football. Are you kidding me? Tommy, it's incredible. Now, I know you're in the middle of work, but
yeah. I'm not.
I can hear it. You're making the rounds. Tommy's right, one of our favorite postmen.
Exactly. But also you're talking about the games that shaped us as playoffs. My father and me went to the 79 wild card game against the Bears at the Bay, and we sat on the sideline. We had sideline seats, and I remember Walter Payton running down the sideline for like 84 yards. And it got called back on a penalty. That game, like, that was my first game at the vet as a kid, and it was unreal. And ever since then, it's been like, that's it. Football is like the best thing ever. But yeah, I was like one of the games that shaped me as a kid. I love Peyton, and that was, you know, just a memorable thing for me back then.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and also, Farmers.com, you ever heard of that?
Farmers? No, I never heard of Farmers. Until Truman's talking earlier.
To them, it's really Amazon. You just look up old cousins online and you just go out with them, the farmers and the people down south. That's all that is. They just change the name around.
Give me a chant on the route. Give me a chant. Come on.
All right. EAGLES, Eagles.
Come on, Tom. Give me something better. Where are you at exactly right now? Where are you at? Which street are you on?
4800 Kamek.
Come on, do it loud. Listen, that's our neighborhood. Come on. Yeah.
Come out and I'm nuts. EAGLES, Eagles.
There you go, my man. That's the way you do it. Come on now. I want all my postal people. Danny, he's a postal goat. All the guys out there doing chants on the route.
Now, I got to bring something up because he brought up Tommy.
There's
brought
the route
up
the, or the route? Yes.
The route. Tommy brought up the Farmers Only.
Yes.
I would like to apologize because somebody called in offended by our talking of the Farmers Only. And as a man who was born and raised in Mullica Hill around the farmlands.
I just didn't know. I didn't say anything.
So Haley said somebody called in, was offended.
Offended for what?
That we were, you know, kind of laughing about it, going through all the websites of the farmers dating apps. However,
hey, by the way, it was an honest ask.
Yeah, it's not like losers. No, we weren't doing that.
I didn't say any disparaging. I just didn't know it existed.
Right.
And by the way, all I said was, I guess you don't get out much. It's pretty good because you have to tend to the crops.
Yes.
I guess it's a lot of work. It's arduous being a farmer.
Now, the thing you were upset
to bleep up.
You were upset about the most was the down-to-earth comment, right?
Yes.
Because you said, oh, what, so people in the city aren't down-to-earth?
Yeah, it's what city folks don't get. All right.
But there's a reason why. This was their catchphrase, down-to-earth, as in, like,
I got it. Earth, farm, the crop.
Yeah.
Soil.
So, yeah.
I get it. I'm still offended by it. I don't care. So if you're going to be offended, I'm going to be offended. How's that? We're even.
All right.
Stupid. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck is in Vegas. Chuck.
What's up, Chupacabra?
Chupacabra! What's going on there, Chucky? Are you ready?
I'm ready, man. We're going down to Tampa. We're burning the boats. And we're getting that damn goat head. And I'll tell you what, man. I'm feeling good. I really am. Hear me out.
Yeah, I'm listening. All ears.
From a betting perspective, all the money out here is coming in on Tampa. So right off the bat, I like that. You know, Tampa's third against the run, Anthony. but I think that's very misleading. You know, teams haven't even tried to run against them, and they're giving up 4.3 yards per carry, which is about middle of the pack. Teams that have run the ball, Washington with Gibson, the Saints with Kamara, the Rams with Sony Michel, these teams have won. Teams like the Patriots and the Cowboys threw it 40, 50 times, they lost. You know, running the game is imperative right now.
Listen, I agree with you, and here's the other thing. The Eagles' run game is different than other run games, right? Because most traditional, look at Tennessee, right? Tennessee or Cleveland, right? You got Chubb, Tennessee, you got Henry, right? Like those games, those teams run it differently. The Eagles' run game is based off of Hurts because Hurts is so good with his legs that he really helps the run game, as right. well as they have a great offensive line.
And also to your point, the Eagles have a very versatile run game. They can run to both sides. They can run different gaps. They can pull guards and tackles. They have the most well-rounded and versatile rushing attack in the league.
I agree. I mean, Stoutland is one of the best. Come on, man.
Yeah, he's like, look, Philly.
His blocking schemes are incredible. I'm with you, Chuck.
Philly, get excited. Let's do it.
Where you at? Where are you exactly at right now in Las Vegas? Oh, he's gone. I want them to do a bigger chant. I want the chance all week, dude. All week. Tom brought up the playoff games that shape us. Can we get one?
Yeah, the latest one we're at is just the opening. The game.
I'm going to pass that one.
Okay.
I want to go to this one because this was one of the most fun games, and the game happened in 1995, where the Eagles put up a 50 burger on the Lions, Tunis.
Yes.
That was one of the playoff games that shaped us. Let me hear what you got.
Well, do you want to set it up? Because it's not highlights or an open.
I hear you.
The game wasn't really there, so I just want to explain so people understand.
Yeah, yeah. This is a primetime recap. Chris Berman, Tom Jackson.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love this. I'm down with this. Recapping Eagles-Lions. Birds won 58-37. Take a listen.
It's a 15-yard gain, and then watch this play, Joe.
This is a beauty. Freddie Barnett is going to go to the corner.
Show thighs.
Rodney Fee, look at this thing hanging in the air. Watch where it lands. Ah, that's unbelievable. That was so beautiful.
It was, and the Eagles celebrate 17-7. Three plays later, Mitchell, looking like the Scott Mitchell of September of 94, picked off by Barry Wilbur and the ex-Redskin. He could go all the way. Touchdown, 24-7. Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie ecstatic. What happened here, Joe?
Well, Wilburn's doing is he's just reading Mitchell's eyes. He knows he wants to go to the deep receiver, and he picked it off.
Mitchell goes to Sloan next time they get the ball, and Kurt Gobea. He is always around the ball, Tommy, and he's done it again.
And now we see the other end of defense reading the receiver. Gobea here looking back, but he makes a nice play with his hands. A la Bill Russell, tap it up in the air and pull it down.
Oh, they shorten the field to the defense for the offense. Ricky Waters, running Waters, 31-7 Philadelphia. Remember, it was 7-7 after what? Under 25 seconds to play in the first half, Pete. It's going to be sacked by Henry Thomas. Wayne Fonts thinks it's halftime, but the Eagles call the timeout. You figure out, well, Rodney can't even throw it 50 yards, can he? Third and 25. Rob Carpenter catches it on the fly, Tom, for a touchdown.
Yeah, well, I'm going to coach Willie Clay here as we watch this ball in the air, and I want him to knock it down. Knock it down. Knock it down! And he didn't listen to my coaching.
And now the Lions get knocked down. It's 38-7, Eagles at the half. First possession.
That's unbelievable.
To Waters. See ya! It's the same pass, 45-7, Philadelphia. Next Lions possession, Mitchell. What? Picked off by Greg Jackson. Four interceptions today suffered by Mitchell.
Wow.
Oh, they played for another quarter and a half, but it was just a formality. The owner and the coach, they see the coach isn't smiling yet because he knows he's got more business. He's next at Dallas.
That's right. That was Ray Rhodes he was talking about. How incredible is that? Could you imagine being up 38-7?
I'll be honest.
In the playoffs?
Those names on defense, I've never heard of.
Really?
Until, yeah. Because a lot of those guys were before, you know, the Reed era.
Yeah.
Right? But it's after the Buddy era where you remember all those names, right?
Right, I hear you.
So it's like, yeah. I don't remember. Like, when I heard those names, yeah. Like the linebacker that made the interception, I was like,
Greg Jackson.
I've never heard of that guy.
Right. No, I hear you. That makes sense.
Because in between the my childhood team and the legendary
right.
90s
no, I feel
Buddy
you.
Team.
No, right. Well, Rodney Pete's the quarterback. So, yeah, that's the tweener. Because then it comes later where, you know, one of the things that was amazing was the defensive talent on the Eagles mm-hmm. that was never really utilized correctly. Like Dawkins, Trotter,
right.
Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, right? All those guys were drafted. Ike was drafted. He was under Ray. But all those guys came into their own when Andy took over with Jim Johnson.
Exactly. That was cool, man. 50 burger in the playoffs.
Right. I remember that.
4 picks for the quarterback, Mitchell.
Scott Mitchell, who's a lefty.
Yes.
He was a lefty, Scott Mitchell. He was horrible. But like it was just like Lions. But I remember being all fired up, right? And I was living in Chicago.
Where are you?
Was I living in Chicago? I'm trying to remember where I was living. Maybe I just came. No, 95. No, I was
in the Mets at that point.
Yeah, I was in New York. So I was at I covered a game. I was at the Post. So I went out and I was so mad because I wanted to cover
that game.
Eagles Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't. They sent me somewhere else. And I think we had a snowstorm, if I'm not mistaken. And Birds lost that game. All right, 610-632-0975. I know we're packed. I got to run through everybody's calls. I mean, I know Scotty, he just wants to do a quick Eagles. Let's get him up here. Go, Scott, go.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Yo, Ant, watch YouTube. Eagles versus the GOAT. Watch them pick the GOAT off the cliff and drop him down. That's Birds to the Brady. Let's go, baby.
I love it. Yeah. Drop the GOAT off the cliff. You're the man, Scott!
Somebody tweet that video in. Might have been him.
I love it.
There's a goat on the side of a cliff. And they pushed it. Swooped down, got it with the talons, tried flying away, but then dropped it, and it fell. And that goat did not survive.
Oh, my God. Dude, are you serious? That's awesome. That should be our hype video. The goat dropping the goat off the cliff. Come on, Tommy. Chop, chop, Tommy. Any which way we can slaughter the goat. It's our duty, Tunis. Oh, I got to tell you about Parks, right? Parks Casino. And Sportsbook. Listen, you heard it. Chuck was calling you from Vegas. Yeah, guess what? You don't need to be in Vegas anymore. No. All you got to do is be in PA. And go check out the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. And listen, all the money's coming in on Tampa. I love it. I love it because the line hasn't budged. So all the pikers are going to come in and lay the points where the sharps are going to come in and take the birds. That's a good sign. I'm telling you, check out Parks Casino Sportsbook. And this weekend, make sure it's on your phone. For the game, you'll have all the different ways that you can play the game. Maybe sprinkle a little, like a pizza bet on the money line, right? You can do all kinds of things for the Eagles. Same game parlay, build it out, right? A lot of good stuff. I think maybe Tommy throws an interception. How about that? That'll be good. Check out parkscasino.com/PA. Promo code Fanatic. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. Just remember, got to be in PA, got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Boom, boom, boom. Give me boom, 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 boom. Come on, Judas. Here again. By the way, 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. You get 0% financing for 72 months and a $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com. All right. You ready? Let's do it. You know, we were talking about the postal people because, you know, it's midday and a lot of our friends are out on the route. I say route, but it should be route, right?
Yeah, I say route when it comes to like Route 130. The mailman is doing his route.
Yeah,
but then route tree when it comes to football.
Well, that's what I say. The same thing. Like the receiver ran the wrong route.
Yes.
So why?
Look at that nice route he ran. Yeah, like no.
Right, you got to say route.
Yes.
He's a good route runner.
But you're not going to say that place right off of Route 1.
Yeah, I say Route 45 or Route whatever. I say that. I agree. However,
I imagine that's the correct way, though, right?
A like, postal route could be a postal route, no? Or is that a creek thing?
Creek.
Because there is no such thing as a creek.
No, there is a creek. Remember, we found that out. A creek is something that cattle can actually walk through.
Okay.
A creek is something that cattle cannot walk
through.
We got
to the bottom of that. Yes. I forgot about that.
Somebody from Farmers Only probably checked in.
That's right. Let's go to Mike in Delran. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Michael!
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
What's going on, Mikey?
Oh, man, you know, excited. I was going to jump in to talk about Ben Simmons, but that dude's not even worth our time.
Nah, playoffs, man. That's yeah. Right.
I wanted to share a real quick one with you because of some Eagles pride. So if you might not remember this, but 4 years ago, you had the Patriots fan, my wife, on. You called her a shrew. It was great, right? She was trying to argue that she should be able to have influence on what our son was going to be a sports fan of, right? She was pregnant with him at the time. And if you remember, that's the season they went on to win the Super Bowl, right? Against Patriots. 2 months later, my son was born, right? Anyway.
That's right, Mike.
Fast forward to a week ago, talking to my three and a half. Dad, the Eagles are still playing football? I said, yeah, buddy, they're going to be the playoffs, pal. We got to watch it. And my wife says, Hunter, the Patriots are in the playoffs, too. And he says, he looks at her, he goes, Patriots suck, Mom. And I know as a dad, shouldn't be condoning three-and-a-half-year-olds saying suck. But that's right, son. Patriots.
That's it, brother.
So I won that battle. But, it's just everyone said it. We all, I didn't expect to be here. I didn't expect to still be watching football. Tom Brady, I love hearing him talk about Eagles fans, how the Eagles are in his head. And you can really tell it's genuine. I've never heard him talk about the Giants like that. And they beat him twice, right? Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know why it's in his head. But all I can think about is that video I've seen before. The Eagle throws the goat down the ledge. And I really feel like I truly in my heart, not a fandom guy, in my heart, I feel like we got a chance on Sunday.
I do too.
And that's just so exciting to me. Because you know what? After everything we've gone through since our Super Bowl, we deserve it. We deserve to be here. We deserve to go win.
That's right.
These young guys deserve to get this experience. And I can't wait. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
My man, Mike!
It's the Eagles that I cringe, bro, not the Falcons.
It is it!
Get excited!
Chupacabra.
Oh, you're doing Charlie for a second.
I got cigars. Run the ball, Nick. Wait, Charlie's got taken over by Chef Joyner. And he goes like this. Hey, got it. Hey, got it. You better blitz his ass, got it. Pressure, got it.
You got to play the scene for Remember the Titans. You blitz all night. Could you imagine Gannon in Remember the Titans? You sit back all night.
It's analytics, fellas. Analytics.
You remember the night they played the Tampa 2. Oh, man.
It's analytics.
Like, think about that. That movie, right? One of the most inspiring parts of the movie is they're talking about bringing pressure, right? Like, come on. I don't want them to gain another yard. He's like, I don't want them to, you know, score a touchdown. But if they gain 80 and get 84% of completion, but they don't get in the end zone because we did our job. I want them to bend but don't break. Like, that's his motivation.
Bend but don't break, damn it.
Could you imagine?
And by the way, just so Jonathan knows, that long before the analytics craze,
yes,
there was a defensive coordinator who ran the Tampa 2 in Philadelphia. He ran a bend but don't break form of it. His name was Marion Campbell.
How'd that go?
Whom they called the Swamp Fox. It didn't go well.
No. Right.
That's why Buddy Ryan still revered it. He didn't win a playoff game, but whatever. That's why we had a guy, Simon, called to start the show.
Right.
And was just utterly...
Buddy Ryan was still the coach in his
enamored
mind.
Enamored by Buddy. Yes. He was in the time machine. Hot tub time machine. The Buddy Ryan time machine.
He smoked his way back to the 80s and 90s.
That'd be fun. We smoked our way back and all of a sudden, nice. Like, it's 1986, having the fog bowl. Angel, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Angel.
Cuz, what's going on?
What's happening, Ange?
Listen, I got two quick things. First of all, to Andrew, the producer, I've known the guy for many years. He's done an excellent job out there with 97.5, the Fanatic. So let me say that much. And then before I get into my thing, cuz, I remember seeing you up at Citizens Bank Park. And you were walking up one of the ramps, and I wish I could remember exactly who you were with. I'm almost certain it was the lady you were with. But someone had walked by and made direct eye contact at you. And you looked back at them, and you said, would you like a picture? And the person said, sure. And you made their day. And that story, I've told it many, many times before, on how many times you stopped on a dime and have talked to people, taken pictures. So I wanted to share that out with everyone who's listening today.
Oh, thanks, brother. Yeah, that's, you kidding me? I love that stuff. I love the hanging out. No, I appreciate that, brother. Are you, Age, so are you going to the game?
Yeah, so I'll be down there at the game. We have our podcast down here. It's called Broad Street South. And we play it because from moving from Philly in 2018 after Eagles won the Super Bowl, when I came down here, it was to bring the Philly flavor down to Tampa. So my co-host and I, Fuji, we talk everything Philly, and then we go around the NFL and around the entire league. But it's fun because there is a plethora of Eagles fans down here, and they've migrated from Philly, Jersey, Delaware. They just moved down here, obviously, because of the warm weather. It's 71 degrees here today. But the fans that we have at Tampa Joe's, which people will absolutely enjoy.
That's the headquarters, Tampa Joe's.
Yeah, which is my official sponsor, by the way, along with PhillySportsTrips.com as well. But I will say this much. The fans that come down, and it's the same feeling like if you're at the Link. So for those who are coming down to Tampa, it's going to be the same exact feeling. And I remember when the fans came down in 2018 when Nick Foles was on the team to end. They got beat by the Bucs down here. First play, Deshaun Jackson. It was a bomb from Fitzmagic. But I remember all weekend long at Clearwater Beach where people were saying, oh, my God, how many times are going to say that chant? Oh, my God, how many times? When do they leave? We never leave. That's why we're here to stay. No one is leaving Tampa. Even when the Philly faithful head back to Philly, no one leaves Tampa. This is the second home of Philadelphia. And the only reason why I don't combine the two words is because there's another club that's actually named Tampa along with Philadelphia. But because we are the Philly of the South, we are the bird fans that love me down here. I'm sorry, the experience is going to be like second to none.
It's awesome.
Like being back home.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Listen, and we heard that a lot of locals are selling their tickets to Eagles fans to try to make a score.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. They're trying to double up.
That's a karma move.
Yeah, it sure is. And Tom Brady should know better. He should be telling everybody not to do so because he is constantly reminded, as you guys have been talking about, as far as the drop pass and what he did in the Super Bowl, the redemption Super Bowl for us. So I think that Jalen Hurts will have a great day. As far as the weather down here, it could be 50-50. Usually the forecasters are about 30% right, 70% wrong. So this
they're saying wind and rain, so hope for it.
I hope for it. Maybe not during the pregame, you know, or the tailgate festivities because everybody wants to have a great time. But come game time, maybe we can hold off until then because Tom Brady and the Bucs have not fared well so far this season in rain. They've won one or two clutch games, but as far as when it comes to weather related,
let it rain, baby.
The Eagles do have
let it rain, Ainge. Give me a chant. Exactly. Rain the chant.
Here we go from Cameron to Philly. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go, buddy. There it is. How about it?
It's awesome. You got to have the rain.
Angel's the first listener I ever met. Ever.
Are you serious?
I still remember, yeah. I was producing a weekend show. And
where at?
Here. He came, like, we invited him in the studio. It was, you know, pre-COVID and all kinds of regulations. And it was like, I forget if it was like a Saturday or Sunday early morning.
Really?
He's the first listener I've ever met.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very nice man.
That's fantastic. Yeah. A great guy. That's fantastic, man. You kidding me?
So, yeah, big Eagles fan. Now he's repping it down Tampa.
Very cool. Very cool. How about we were talking about the postmen? We got another man on the route.
Let's see what he says. Is he a route or a route man?
He's Mark in North Carolina. Mark, what's happening, brother?
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Can you hear me good, man?
We got you perfect.
All right, my man. What's up, Ainge? Yeah, bro, I lived in Philly my whole life, like 10th Street, South Philly, my whole life.
I hear it in your voice. I was like, oh, this kid's from South Philly.
I moved down here 3 years ago. And, we're doing the mail route in Winnebago or Leland, North Carolina.
See, he says mail route, too.
All right.
It's like I said route.
It's in the context. It's the context. It's like how you say it. You know what I mean? What sentence are you using in? I think that would make, you know, the most sense. But, I just wanted to say about the Eagles. I mean, I'm a 4x4 guy. Got all four hats in the back of my ride.
Do you realize? That's awesome.
Yeah, I do. So, I mean, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm proud, man. I mean, out of all the things that have been happening all these years, the Eagles have kept us entertained, number one, and they are always relevant. From what I, you know what I mean? They're always relevant, bro. And
nothing, Mark, right? You know, they are relevant. You're so dead on. And they make the playoffs, man. They're a team that's always buzzing around. I agree with you.
You know what I mean? So, you know, that's pretty much all I had to say.
Well, I guess why you said it well. Now I need you in the teeth of North Carolina, a South Philly boy. I need you to give me a chant.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go, Marky. Good job, buddy. How about it? Now let's go deep in these streets. We can't stop, Tunis, because we got a man deep, deep in the streets. He's the one, the only. Black Gritty, blackgritty.com. What's going on, Black Gritty?
I'm in these streets, guys. How you doing, brother?
Oh, we're doing great, brother.
Hey, just so you know, I'm always listening. Yesterday, y'all was out here talking about that goat. That boy's a Fugazi. I'm out here eating lamb, brother. I'm out here eating lamb chops, okay? Ain't no goat for me in these streets, huh?
Come on, lamb you got to eat the goat. You got to have the goat Brady soup.
Hey, I don't call him the goat. I call him the cheater. He's a Fugazi. I call him the lamb out here. Lamb chop, okay? That's what he's out here.
I like it.
Just so you know, cuz.
I call him the lamb chop.
He ain't my coach. He lost last time he gave up on the Philadelphia. He about to lose again, cuz. That deflating ball. David, you got film.
He's not even lamb. He's mutton. Hey, he's a mutton chop.
Mutton chop, brother. But hey, he ain't my goat, okay? He ain't my goat. So they need to take this L this week. They're going to take the run the ball down their throat, cuz 90-10 ball possession. Let it rain. Let it hail.
Let it rain. Let it hail.
Let it out. That's right. Hey, sell them tickets. Double the price. We got money up here in Philadelphia. Everybody out here working blue collar. Sell them tickets, cuz. We got
money.
Plane automobile. We are descending upon Tampa Bay, brother. We are flying high. Coming down, swooping down to get that John W. I'll tell you what, you want to take us? What was it? BAD, a Bengals? What's the dude saying? What's that? He's behind. He's behind. We call them Bengals now. That's how we do. We do champions out here, cuz. This is a playoff weekend. We have to get it, brother. Mike.
Hey,
bro!
Hey! Come on,
BG! Don't stop anything but the goat, brother. We got to fly high in the sky, dog. I'm going to call you Friday.
Oh, you got it. You got it. We love it. Chant. BG going strong, BG. BG's fired up.
Thank you, 97.5.
Thank you, BG. The other BG. How about it? He's ready to go.
Good work out of Black Gritty.
Whew. He said he's the lamb chop. He's no goat.
I love lamb, man. Lamb's delicious.
Let me get a little. The year is 1995. Madden Summerall doing the opening of the Eagles playoff game against the Cowboys. And these are the playoff games that shape us.
A very cold day at Texas Stadium, but a beautiful sunlit day as well. As the Eagles and the Cowboys battle in this playoff game. Matt Summerall here with John Madden. And there's something about this match, John, whether you're Eagles or Cowboys, about the finality. It all began back in July, and now one goes home.
Yeah, and I think this is the great thing about this weekend where you have, you know, four of these games. I think it's the biggest weekend in the NFL year, and it's great because the finality you talk about, we all know that the winner goes on, the loser goes home, and that's it. But the other thing is you can really make it a three-game season. You know, that when you get to this position, you can say, if we win our next three games, we are world champions.
Nobody expected the Eagles to be here in this championship game, least of all those of us who follow the game. What have they done and what do they have to do to continue?
I think that Ray Rhodes has done an outstanding job. Ray Rhodes and his entire organization and all his coaches and their players, and he brought toughness to him. I mean, this is a blue-collar team. And what Ray Rhodes says we have to do is we can't turn the ball over. We have to be physical. We have to be able to run the ball. And I think running the ball doesn't just mean Ricky Waters. I think Charlie Garner is going to have a big part of this. In fact, Ray Rhodes
Charles
said last
Garner.
Thing, of the first 12 plays today, Charlie Garner is going to get four of them.
Wow. How about that? So you know who the opening favorite is to coach the Giants? How about, yes, Dougie P, according to my man Jimmy Shapiro, Bet Online, whatever it is, they give you the odds of the next Giants coach. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Peterson, 4-1. Dougie P, Big Blue.
He's a lock to get a job at this point, right? I know there was still question whether or not he'd get another job, but there's so many openings right now. Like,
I hear you.
There's a ton of openings out there now.
So this,
Jacksonville, Miami, New York, Chicago, Minnesota.
These are the names. You ready? Dougie P, Brian Daboll second. Now, I would go with Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll's a brilliant mind. And he's going to get a job. Brian Flores.
He'll get a job somewhere.
Eric Bieniemy. Jim Harbaugh. Byron Leftwich. Josh McDaniels. He's always been linked to New York. Patrick Graham, Kellen Moore, Todd Bowles, Jim Caldwell. That's the odd. There's all the candidates. But Dougie P, the number one.
You would think, I can't imagine not getting a job. Because you look at the other names, right? So Jim Caldwell, I believe, deserves a job, but he just can't seem to get one anywhere. McDaniels is the top candidate, and then doesn't get hired. Dable, I'm still surprised he didn't get a job last year. So I would imagine he took himself out
of the running.
Right.
He wanted to go back and stay. He didn't like the job.
Right. So I would imagine that Dable gets a job and McDaniels probably.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. If I'm the Giants, I go right to Dable. It's not even close.
Yeah, so should the other teams as well, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Jeez. Especially if you're Jacksonville or you got Trevor Lawrence.
I like Leftwich for them. I think he's a good fit.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying because Dable molded Josh Allen into something, right? Not that I don't think Trevor Lawrence needs much molding, but clearly he needs coaching. Look what happened this year. So if you bring in a great offensive mind like Dable down there.
I like Leftwich, so I think Leftwich is a good mind. But I'm a Dable fan. If I'm the Giants, you know, you pluck them from upstate. By the way, according to Rick Stroud, who covers the Buccaneers, Grayson and Jones both doubtful.
Wow. Okay.
So Grayson came in, if you remember, had a big game 2 weeks ago after the injury. So he came in at wide receiver, and Brady had a little connection with him. Yep. Last week. He got hurt last week. Perryman became his favorite target last week. But that's a big deal. And then Ronald Jones. So Jones is doubtful. Fournette's got the hammy. Banged up, Judas.
Banged up, man.
Banged up. Hey, coming up, we're going to hear from Nick, too. Nick. Tell Gannon to blitz. A-gap, Nick. We'll talk to Nick coming up next, and we'll have some fun. We got a couple open lines, so I need chance, boys. Let's go, girls. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's a great Eagle Pride Week, man. And listen, we just had our first taste of winter. Right, a couple weeks ago, and there might be another one on Sunday. They're talking nor'easter. And while it's fun for the kids, it's not good for your old roof, siding, windows. You may not see it yet, but all the snow and ice from the added weight to the melting and the refreezing can create leaks in an old roof. It can wreak havoc on old drafty windows and siding. But don't worry. Just call my man. Let me hear it.
Anthony!
Yeah. Anthony Labruciano Exteriors, the only company I trust take care of your roof, siding, windows. Check out Labruciano's hundreds of five-star Google reviews. See why Anthony's a shingle master. In fact, the CertainTeed five-star select shingle master with the best warranty in the business, 50 years on the manufacturer, from the manufacturer, 25 years on the workmanship. When it comes to your home's exterior, trust me, there's only one, Labruciano Exteriors. Here's the number, 610-265-ROOF, 610-265-ROOF, or go to paroofpros.com. That's PA Roof. Pros, PROS.com, Labruciano Roofing, the Shingle Master.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. What a fun day today. What a been a fun week. Here we go. Now, we got a lot of stuff going on. I sense it, Tunis. The closer we get to Sunday, the more excited everybody's getting. Like today, we've had a lot of chance. There's been a lot of good, you know, eat the goat talk. A lot of good, you know, Lee Brady. That's been fun.
Yeah, it's been, I kind of sensed it on Saturday when I did the postgame show. People were already, we don't even know who they're playing yet, and they were excited, right?
Yeah, but
then Sunday we find out who they're playing, right. And now each day it's grown more and more.
Right, and it's been, you know, a lot, there was more pessimism early, and I think that's starting to, you know, to dissipate a little bit.
You got the flutters yet?
Yes, I do. I had them. Yeah, I had them this week. Honestly, I can't wait. I'm enjoying it more than I thought I would enjoy it. And I think
it's such a surprise.
Yes, and I think it's like a, you know, it's a house money type of thing. Like, listen, I'm not telling you it's a coin flip of a game, but I think they got a chance. Like, if I'm a Steelers fan, put it this way. The Eagles have a better chance at winning than the Steelers do at beating the Chiefs.
Yes.
Right? I would tell you, and even though that's, I guess, pretty obvious because the Steelers are a double-digit underdog compared to the Eagles, even though it's close. But I would go as far, and I know that many, many people would disagree, but I think I like Buffalo a lot. I give the Eagles a better chance of beating Tampa than New England beating Buffalo.
Really?
Yes.
I probably wouldn't go that far.
I know you wouldn't. I know. I needed something to say other than the Pittsburgh thing's obvious because
right.
of the spread itself. But I really believe that. First of all, it's my belief in Buffalo. Second of all, I believe wholeheartedly that the Eagles are in the game. In the game.
By the way, so...
eat the goat!
During the break, Sirianni started speaking. So I've been rolling on it. So we'll play it from the beginning.
Nah, I want to hear him.
He looks well rested now.
He looks well.
Because on Monday, remember?
Yeah, no, he was dragged.
He was like this.
Circles.
The only thing, he's got the raspy voice. So maybe it was a intense practice today or
good.
Something. His voice sounds raspy.
Good. Listen, he's going to bring it.
He just finished up, so give me
like
a second.
Sirianni. I go. Let's go. Let's go, Nick.
But the eyes were actually open for this press conference. Where's Monday?
All right.
Monday, you would think he was, he just walked out of bed.
All right, I want to hear him. I had to say, then we'll get back to the phones, and then we'll get nuts. In fact, get in line up now, because we got a couple open lines. First time all day in the show, you can get in at 610-632-0975. You got three open lines, so you can grab them. All right, here's Nick.
Hey Nick, as you went through the process of game planning for the Bucks a second time, how different is Jalen as a player now than he was in early October?
Yeah, I think it significantly. He's definitely gotten better, you know, throughout that time, which doesn't surprise me at all because, you know, Jalen's a student of the game. Jalen wants to get better, craves to get better. He's got high football character, and those are like I said, plenty of times, tough guys that are tough, guys that are that have high character, high football character, and guys who love football are going to reach their ceiling. So I think you're just seeing it. You're seeing him grow closer and closer to his ceiling. And so, yeah, he's definitely better, and he's just going to continue to get better because of who he is as a person and as a player.
Tim and then Ed.
Hey, Nick, I'm wondering if you view the first game against the Bucks as a turning point for you guys. It was really after that loss that you guys really seemed to change your approach on offense and what, you know, the conversations were like coming off of that game as you were processing that and making the change.
You know, as hard as Thursday night games are sometimes to prepare for, the back end of it, if you're using that time wisely, the back end of it can be used to rest, and then to really, as coaches, study what's been working, what hasn't been working, and we definitely took advantage of that as coaches. We studied, that very thing. What's working for us? What's not working for us? And we came away with some answers there. Now, did that show up the very next week against the Raiders? It started to, and then we kind of got in a little bit of a hole. We didn't play our best game there either, as we all know. But I think what you saw is, you know, it did. It started to turn that game as far as our, you know, kind of who we were and what we were doing. Not only in the run game, but also in the passing game and the way we were doing some things in the passing game as well, to make things a little bit easier for Jalen and to be able to see the things a little differently, and our receivers and tight ends and running backs. So that definitely was a time that we used as coaches, and I'm just appreciative of all our coaches that we have on the staff that put that time and that hard work into. I mean, that's what we do. That's what we get paid to do. But, you know, there was, you know, a time where, you know, some, you know, might use that as extra rest. We use that as extra time to get better, you know, because we knew we needed to get better, obviously, right, with where we were at that particular time in the season.
Go ahead, Ed, and then Bo.
Yeah, hi, Nick. Just to ask you, slow starts have been kind of the theme, you know, of the season, unfortunately. Is there anything you guys can do as a coaching staff to, you know, to kind of start quicker, or anything you can change to make that happen?
Again, you're always trying to go in with your best plays ready to go. And you're also trying to get information on what's happening out there as well, right? And so it's a both and. You want to be able to do some things that you know you're going to start off well, and get a successful first drive and second drive and et cetera. But then also gather information in that time. I don't think there's anything that you can do any differently than the process that we have right now, to be completely honest with you. We got to do like any other time. We got to put the players in position to make plays, and the players got to execute when they go out there. And so, again, we're all in this together. So as far as that goes, and sometimes I think it's been a little bit, hey, the offense started slow, defense was hot, right? Or vice versa, right? It hasn't been, we just got to put it together as a full team of starting fast, both sides of the ball at the same time.
Go ahead, Bo, and then Jeff McLean.
Hey, Nick, on Jalen, I know you said after the game that you know, part of the plan for resting him was that you expected him to be 100%. Is that the case? And then do you think that there is some kind of guesswork from the Bucks defense perspective in terms of how, you know, how athletic Jalen will be able to be in this game in terms of how they're preparing?
Yeah, you always, as an opposing coach scouting another team, right, you're always taking into account what they do as a whole. And then what they've done the last part of the season, right? Maybe the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season. So that, I don't think we're alone in our process of the way we do that. I'm sure a lot of other coaches I've been around do that same thing. So again, they have to look at that. So of course, like, as you've played differently throughout the year, right, they're going to have to look at all that. And, Jalen's feeling pretty good. You know, we're going to go out there and practice with a walkthrough today, but we'll get more and more information on him as the week goes out. But I know the last week off really helped him heal and get better and closer to that 100%.
Jeff, and then Chris Franklin.
Sorry about that. Nick, what's the best advice you've received or that you feel a quarterback should hear heading into a playoff game or his first playoff game, beyond just, you know, that this is like any other game, because we all know it's not just like any other game?
Well, you know, to this week, or earlier in this week, Jason Kelce came to me and we were talking and just discussing the playoffs, and you know what he said, I really, really thought was valuable. He said, you know, the things that lose you games in the regular season also lose you games in the playoffs. And so we really were talking about assignments and fundamentals, like the minute details of what you do and how you do it, right? Know what to do, know how to do it. I must have said that 50 times to the team today. Know what to do, know how to do it. Know what to do, know how to do it. And, you know, and that, and it just kind of amplifies. And then, you know, Jason came to me with that earlier in the week. And then my assistant, Tyler, he found a video of Kobe Bryant speaking to the team in 2017, where, you know, it was ironic because Jason came to me and Tyler didn't know anything about what Jason was going to say, and Jason didn't know anything about what Tyler was going to say. Tyler came to me and gave me this video of what Kobe Bryant was saying, you know, later in the season, not quite at the playoffs, but getting ready to go into the playoffs in 2017. And his message was exactly the same. It was, hey, the fundamentals and technique get amplified more and more so. In the assignment get amplified more and more so in the playoffs. And Kobe went in to tell a story about, you know, game 7 or game 6 of the Miami Heat versus the San Antonio Spurs. And he really dove into, you know, a fundamental mistake that somebody made to help make that game change. And so it was, you know, that is the message, is, you know, the emotion of the game too, is that emotion's going to be there. The emotion of the game is going to be there. All we can do right now is, and this is my message is to Jalen, and this is my message to the team, is control what we can control right now. And that's getting a little bit better each day and hyper focus on that the assignment and the fundamentals. What's great about that is that's been our hyper focus the entire year. So we're not really doing anything differently. We're just bringing up that point of emphasis again, that two great leaders, two great people from the city, you know, one that played in Philadelphia, one that grew up in the city of Philadelphia, emphasized going into this playoff game. And I thought it was a great message coming from Jason and coming from Kobe Bryant.
Go ahead, Chris, and then Rube.
Hey, Nick, looking back, when you first got to Philadelphia, what was that first interaction like when you first met Jalen Hurts in person? And then also, are you guys still meeting every Friday when it comes to the meetings that you guys had previous weeks? And how far is that, those meetings, or how far is they going to helping that connection that you guys have built over time?
Yeah, I first met him, I think I was right in the equipment room is where I was. And, we just had a good conversation. I had met him before. I obviously did a lot of pre-draft work on him back in Indianapolis. I remember meeting him at the combine, actually, off to the side when I was walking with Brian Daboll, who was one of, you know, his offensive coordinator at Alabama, and he kind of introduced me. So had a lot of interactions with him just before that, the initial time where I met him. But, you know, I was just excited to meet him and meet our quarterback. He had a throwback Eagles starter jacket, which we thought was pretty cool too. Of course, we're still meeting every Friday to just continue to grow our relationship, to continue that connection, to continue to work on the game plan like we do, and then off to my office just to, you know, just to continue to talk about anything outside football or football itself. And so, I value the relationship that I have with Jalen and all the players on our team. But there is always something special about a head coach and quarterback relationship that I value, that, you know, good organizations have been around, have that good, strong relationship between the two. That doesn't mean we don't get mad at each other here and there. That doesn't mean, you know, that doesn't happen, that everything's just nice and cushy at all times. But you know, he's awesome to work with. Couldn't ask for a better guy to work with day in, day out. And you know, look forward to continuing to have those Friday meetings as we continue through the playoffs.
All right, we have time for one more, so Rube will be the last one.
Hey, Nick, I wanted to ask you about the kind of the bottom half of the roster. You've gotten contributions this year from a lot of non-starters, guys who have been filling in for injured guys or COVID list guys, practice squad guys. How important to where you've gotten has been the fact that you've been able to rely on the entire roster and not just your kind of 22 projected starters?
Yeah, that's a good question, Rube. That, very much so. So first of all, you know, it starts with the depth and the talent that Howie and his staff have brought in here, right? To be able to loop, to having, you know, you're going to go through injuries in the season, and we definitely are no, you know, I know we're one of the better teams as far as injuries go, but we still have lost key players. And then to have guys to be able to step in for them and play well has been unbelievable, because I think the teams that don't do that, right, they, you know, obviously they suffer from it. So, you know, again, first and foremost, the players that Howie's brought in, and then also the players itself to be ready for that opportunity, right? And so we talked a lot about, you know, roles on the team early in the year. That was one of our talks that we had, like, hey, what's your role on this football team? And we really thought it was important to, you know, explain roles, to point out roles, and just, you know, let everyone aware, like, hey, this is your role on this football team. And the guys that were at the back end of the roster, it was always, hey, we need you to contribute in special teams and be a guy that is in special teams and ready to, you know, make plays on special teams, those 22 to 25 plays a game. But also, your job is to be there and be ready without a lot of the reps, to be ready to go if your number's called upon. And I just think, you know, guys accepting their role and who they are, I don't want to say who they are, but guys accepting their role of what it is on the team, even though they, I think obviously everybody's going to want a role of being the guy and being the starter, but that, right, like you said, there's 22 of them. And the guys that, you know, it's so important for a team to accept their role and be able to, you know, play their role, and then that role can be elevated based off of different things. I don't think that happens. Like, I don't think guys play their role unless you got good leaders on this football team like we do, and good people on this football team like we do. So again, another tribute to Howie and his staff of not only bringing in talented players that can step up and play when their number's called upon, but also good people that are ready to accept their role and elevate their role when called upon to do so.
Thank you.
All right, there he is. That was Nick. Today's news conference, today's update, Nick Sirianni. I'll tell you one thing, Junis. He's very thoughtful, right? Like the piece with Kobe Bryant. He puts a lot of weight in messaging and how he messages, right?
Dude, just go back to the damn flower speech.
Yeah.
Since then, I mean, the flower speech was when they were 2-5. And then they went 7-3.
Yeah. But he does. He puts a lot of thought into the messaging that he gives his players. You know, like, I've been around a lot of coaches, covering them and gotten them really, really well. Been inside of how they spoke to players and the whole thing. And he's definitely different. He's definitely, you know, like, we always said about the Ted Lasso thing. In a good way, right? Like that emotional intelligence thing that we play the drop of Jeffrey Lurie.
Emotional intelligence.
Is a real deal. But he puts a lot of thought into that. It was funny, he brought up Jalen's Eagle starter jacket. Anyway, and he showed his age in a good way, right? Like it was cool. Like, just, he was like, and he wore that Eagle starter jacket. I love that. That was nice. I thought of you, Junis.
Damn right, man. I got the starter
jacket.
You
got the Eagle starter jacket.
Got my dad one for his birthday.
Yeah, man.
This year.
I like that a lot. Real quick, couple of yo's off the gram. So how about this? So the post office in Levittown, 5 points post office in Levittown, got the show on. The guy, in fact, Dawood, my man Dawood Spriggs, says he's been a carrier for 19 years, and most of the guys pronounce it route.
Okay.
Not route. Hashtag go birds.
All right, so we're finding out more.
Way to go, D.
It's one thing for what you and I think. It's what the actual mail carriers say. So they go route. All right.
Yeah, I got this. It's like the coaching jargon. Kevin's rooting for rain. Tommy's brittle hands, slippery. Maybe there's some fumbles. I feel Hargrave huge on Sunday. I like that, Kev. Good job. All right, one more segment to hang. You can get in. Now's a good time. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio. Chunas, 97.5 for that.
And this is Andrew Sal Chunas. The NFL playoffs, they are here. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge, is giving all customers a $100 bonus on same-game parlays. Bet a same-game parlay on any Super Wild Card weekend game and go to bonus whether you win or lose. So I don't have to pick a winner here. So why not have some fun with a same-game parlay with our squad, Birds and Bucks, on Sunday? It's the first game of the day, so maybe you can win big, and then you have some fun money to bet with the rest of the day. You got to look at it. Check out the weather, right? Maybe lock this in right before kickoff. And if it's a rainy day, look at the over in rushing yards for Jalen Hurts, the rushing yards for Miles Sanders if he is cleared to go. And, of course, you still have to look at a good day for Gronk, because if he's going underneath all day, Brady, Gronk's going to have a pretty good day. So a same-game parlay bet would be a lot of fun. And as Ann and I have been talking about, that line is too big. So take the Birds plus 8.5. Log on to FanDuel Sportsbook to unlock your same-game parlay today. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you can enjoy 30-1 enhanced odds on any wild card to win by using promo code Fanatic. Put that on KC. All right, there is no shot that Pittsburgh wins that game. They don't even have to cover the spread, right? You get 30-1 enhanced odds on just picking the winner. So pick KC. You can win $150 on just a $5 bet. All of it, use promo code Fanatic. You must be 21 plus and present in PA. Bonus issues, non-drawable site credit. That expires in 7 days. Max bonus, $100 plus 400 odds or longer. Wager required. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Tune in. I know when we get to it. In fact, Mikey's going to talk about it because we were chit-chatting about it. But the Bob Clark taking a shot. He ripped Paul Holmgren on a podcast. He ripped him. A lot of it about Nolan Patrick and the draft and how he was his own, you know, he ran it without any other voices. And how nobody wanted to draft Nolan Patrick. That was a hungry thing that they want to kill McCarr, who's, you know, terrific. He had a great night last night.
Sounds similar to a couple of Eagles situations, too.
It was interesting. It really was.
Yeah, I wish they got back to being, I don't want to say relevant, but relevant. You know what I mean? It sucks. Like, we were fired up to start the season, then
dude, it's bad.
Yeah.
It really is. It's bad. And it's why it's a shame, because it's like it's become like the apathy.
Like, I want to geek out over Flyers hockey.
I know.
You know.
I know.
Every once in a while we get to, how come you guys don't talk Flyers hockey? Well, we do, but it's just,
well, listen,
it's never really in a positive light, because what's there to be positive about?
I mean, one of the things is we talk about this big stories. And so, of course, we're going to get lost this week.
And Eagles, of course.
I mean, it's a monster story in the playoffs against Brady, the whole thing. And look, you know, one of the other things, and it's true, we showed you the ratings. We talk a lot about the ratings and how the NFL rules. So, of course, the NFL is going to get a lot more of the talk.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of messes, the New York Giants, so they fired a tough guy yesterday. So Ari Myrov, he covers the NFL for Pro Football Focus, so he's got a lot of the news all the time. John Mara is talking to the reporters today, the Giants, so like I got the Eagles press conference, Nick Sirianni's press conference, all PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Giants were not streaming it live for fans to listen to. It is not being aired on NFL Network, and they actually told WFAN to not air it.
What? Are you kidding me?
That's how bad it is that John Mara doesn't want it being played anywhere.
Oh, my God.
So they told their partners on the radio, hey, don't air this.
That's crazy.
Now, let me ask you. I know you're not always the biggest fan of the PDs of the world. But if you're a program director, you got to be like, are you kidding me? No, we're playing it.
Well,
or do you listen because partnership?
Yeah, well, this day and age, they all listen. They just file the partner.
But this is ridiculous. You're not allowed to air the press conference?
No, dude, I
get if you get a, hey, can you take it easy on us a little bit? But like...
No, you have to. I've never heard of anything like that. Honestly, never. That's just outrageous.
They're not even streaming on their own website.
How could that be?
I guess they're just so embarrassed by everything that's going on right now.
It's pretty wild.
Still, you got to play. Here's the other thing. If I'm a Giants fan, yeah, I'm embarrassed by everything that's going on, but I would like the owner of the team to, you know, talk me into feeling confident about the future.
Yeah, it's about
that makes it worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what is this press conference? And like, what are you even saying? That's ridiculous, man.
It's unbelievable. Now, again, in that media market too, like that's where the papers they still have some power.
Yeah,
will skewer them and deservedly so. Like my old paper, New York Post, they'll destroy them, and they should be destroyed. It's unbelievable.
Here's one of the quotes from Mara.
Well, it's good for us.
Quote, I kept thinking we had hit rock bottom, and then each week we got a little worse.
Well.
Yeah, it's pretty spot on.
Yeah, I here's the thing. I don't know what, I thought Gettleman was a bad hire to begin with. Hey, listen, I know a little bit about Gettleman and that whole situation. Because at the end, when the other coach goes, if you remember, Spags was the interim coach. And that whole situation with the Rex, they were going, they had no talent back then.
Right.
Like, the GM is everything. Like, you got to get your coach some kind of talent. That's why these guys all want to be a part of the process.
Right, exactly. Because they go, I coach, I'm on the field, I know.
Like, here's stuff I need.
I know the deal, right.
And they get him and we said this, like, again, like, why would you, if you're the GM, and this, I if you're a sharp, we all understand, you know, the building a team in football, right? Why in the world would you go receiver? Like, spend big cap dollars, big cap, you know, big time assets, and then go draft Kadarius Toney after that. When your offensive line was a joke.
Makes no sense, man.
None.
And those two guys combined for zero touchdowns this year, ain't it?
And listen, it's been great for us, right? Like
it's been great.
They've been horrible. Washington still can't get out of its own way. And Ron Rivera is a good coach, but
that ownership group.
It's going to take a while for them because you're right. The ownership group is terrible.
They can't even get a proper stadium.
No, it's awful. But who cares? right? We're the beneficiary of it. And we got a game on Sunday. They don't. Well, it's a big deal. Let's go to Don. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Don!
Yo, man, what's going
what's
on,
What's going
man?
On, Don?
What's up, brother? Look, originally from Philly, living in Charleston, going to the game and bringing the energy, my man.
That's the way to do it.
Oh, I'm so pumped, brother. Yo, look, I want to give a shout-out to my Ecolab and Malvern Prep and Penn State peeps in Philly. Get your gear. Get to the game. Hit me up at my Airbnb, walking distance to the game. It's time for the Golden Boy to sunset into the golden years, baby. Go Eagles. E-S-G-S-E-S-E-O.
Ah, Donnie, that was fabulous, man. Great job, dude. Going to the game. Get fired up. That's cool. And he's down there in Charleston. That's a great city.
Yeah, I had a ton of fun when I was there for that wedding a few years ago. Yeah. I had a blast that weekend.
I got a buddy, my buddy Gary Smith.
I would love to. I'd go
lives
visit
in Charleston.
I'd love to Sports go visit. I was a ton of fun, man. By the way, your boy Windy is checked in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Windy.
Quote.
Of course, this is Ben News.
Yeah, but it's
what does Windy say? Which way?
Which way does the wind blow? this is more so a kind of a we should take a shot at Minnesota for this. Quote, from what I understand, the Wolves have pretty much offered every asset package they could possibly offer for Ben Simmons, except for Anthony Edwards and Karl Towns. Well, if you're...
Yeah.
Hey, Minnesota, do you think the Sixers are going to say yes to any other package you're going to offer?
Package of slop. It's a package of trash.
Like, what are you...
That's a baggage
like,
of trash.
Come on, man.
Okay.
So that's not a Windy rip. That's more of a Minnesota rip. Like, what do you expect? Like,
yeah, I get you. Let's go to Joe. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Joe.
Yo, cuz. What's up?
What's going on, brother? You ready? Get ready or what? What do you think?
I'm ready. Are you?
Dude, we're eating a goat. That's it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, if we start off slow, I don't know, man, because Tampa Bay started off slow the other day, so I say if we punch them right in the mouth right on the opening drive, I say we're going to win the game.
Listen, I think they're live, man. I think they got a shot. I do, Joe. I'm with you.
They do. Tampa Bay's down a bunch of guys, and
yep.
We already beat Brady once. We can do it again.
Yep. Yeah. So. Listen. Let's divorce ourselves as Eagle people, right?
Okay.
And I say to you that Tampa goes out in the first round. They win the Super Bowl, and then the next year there's a bit of a hangover. And not from Brady, but, you know, they're banged up, and they just come out half flat. They just don't have it. Because we've seen that before. That's mm-hmm. not crazy.
No, it's not. And I think that's why we got a real shot. I mean, they've been sluggish at the end of the season, and I mean, we've been pedal to the metal the whole November, December now, January. I think it's our time.
That's it, brother. That's it. What are you doing for the game?
Probably just going to watch my boys in my basement.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know. You know what, dude? It's funny. It's Wednesday, and I'm looking at the clock, and I go, all right, well, you know, we're going to leave. It's a little bit. Then we can't wait for Thursday. And it's like you're counting down the hours.
Yeah,
I haven't felt like that in a while.
I know. I wasn't this excited the other day, but now it's getting closer.
Sure you are.
Yeah.
Because you're starting to go, you know what? It's not insane to think they have a shot to win it. And now you're going, how great would it be? Especially all those people in Tampa selling their tickets, trying to make a score, thinking it doesn't matter. And how great would that be? Talk about karma. Eagle fans go in and take over the stadium. Oh, how great would that be, brother?
Those Florida people aren't ready for Philly people.
That's it. Yes. All right, give me a chance, Joe. Come on.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle.
There you go. But how great is that storyline? The storyline, Tunis, of all the people trying to make a buck selling their tickets to Eagles people.
That is awesome.
Like, that's
man.
You want to say, you know, really? That's the rumor? We're the wrong people to sell the tickets to. Taking a boat to the GOAT. They're taking her tickets.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome hearing the Eagles fans.
Right?
You know, loud through the TV.
And listen, the GOAT's not used to that.
No, he's not.
Not
no,
at all.
New
listen,
England, it's...
They never sold their ticket. Yeah. Say whatever you want, those Boston people, right, they're great sports fans. I as much as I hate them, I respect them. They're great sports people.
Yeah, they wouldn't sell their
they
tickets.
They would never sell their
buck.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Tommy's not used to that. But, you know, what are you serious with these Tampa people? Selling your tickets? Really?
It is awesome, though.
And that would be the byproduct of...
I just want to turn it on.
I want to turn it on here. Right, here's Joe Buck. It's Joe Buck, Joe and Troy.
Yeah.
Right? And all of a sudden you hear... Like, you hear that in the background of where Joe Buck's doing the intro?
Yeah.
Oh, here he is, the GOAT, age 44, going through another.
How awesome would that be?
That'd be awesome.
The boos are louder than the cheers from the starting lineups of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And Eagle fans travel well, Joe.
Troy's going to have some weird story. Yeah, I ran into an Eagles fan in the hotel room last night.
He talked about Brady not being able to catch the ball.
You know, I heard there's some guy in Philadelphia talking about cutting off goat heads and making a soup out of it, Joe. Hey, these Eagles fans, they're ruthless.
They want Brady. They want to make Brady soup. Are you kidding me? Yo, I'm going to have to call in a favor. Because on Friday, we got to have goat in here. You and I have to eat the goat.
All right. I'm in.
All right? We got to drink the blood and eat the goat.
You can have the blood yourself. I'll eat the goat, though.
Dude, you got to do it. We got to do it. It's symbolic.
I'm good with the goat.
It's symbolic.
You got the blood yourself, brother. It's all you, man.
We're going to do it.
You can have my helping.
We're doing it. All right? I'm going to call on a favor, and we're going to have some goat, and we're going to and we'll say
you were afraid to try eggnog, but you're gonna pound goat blood.
Yeah, I wasn't afraid to try eggnog. I just don't like the eggnog. It's the egg. Yeah. So I didn't like the taste of it. I remember trying it before. I didn't like it. So whatever. Now, I was a little squeamish of the Coke and peanuts.
Yes.
That Jen, by the way, Jen's Georgia team, she's a good sports fan. She deserves it. The Georgia Bulldogs. But she brought in the peanuts with the Coke. I'm out on that. I was out on that. Like, I was squeamish. But I'll do the goat blood. I like that, Jonas.
With a nice Chianti.
Sure. Listen, this is part of it. I love the story of Pierre, our Haitian friend, and his grandmother, who slit the throat of the goat. Josh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
What's happening, Josh? You ready?
Listen, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm feeling a little confident, cuz.
See, I like that. That's true. I feel it because I think it's sincere confidence too. It's not just bluster. Blah blah blah. Hometown, home team. You feel it.
I feel it. My only concern with this game is, and I wanted to ask you, if Jalen Hurts doesn't show up, what happens? Chaos.
What do you mean? It's a big game, and they lose.
Yeah, What I'm worried about, I could just see Jalen, you know, having a bad game, and then we have Howie out here, QB factory all over again, and that's what I'm kind of worried about, but I'm still confident in this team. They've shown it all year that if they just run the ball, they'll be good. So,
yeah, like, here's the deal. Do I think, I don't believe that they are sold that Jalen is the quarterback in the, of the future. But these are a great moment, great test, right? Yeah. Like this is like they're, yeah. You know, again, I don't know what the weather's going to be like. There's talk that it's inclement weather and rain and wind, in which case, you know, that's going to hamper the passing game and really help the Eagles, by the way, because we know what he does well. What he does exceptionally well is that they can run a read option and he's got shimmy, right? So that'll work. Now, as far as making plays down the field, I don't know. Like, he's going to have to, if the weather is the conditions are fine, he's going to have to make some plays down the field. That's just the truth. You know, I'm not asking him to be Herbert or, you know, Burrow, but you're going to have to make throws.
Hey, how amazing would it be a nice deep ball, Kez Watkins down the field?
Yes, I like it, Quez. Or you know, Devontae's the man. I want to feed the man. Like Devontae is the man, and I want to feed the best player.
Hey, if we can hit Devontae with a nice ball for
let's go. Yes,
I'm fine with that too.
That's right.
Of course, the man. Hey, Cuz, I just want to say I'm a first time caller. Love the show. How about them birds? Let's get
I like you, Josh. That's my brother. Give me a chance. Bigger one. Give me a louder.
E-A-C-L-E-S, Eagles.
There you go, Josh. That's the way to do it.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Is he afraid of the goat?
Oh, Lecter? Man. He ain't afraid of no goats.
Lecter's not afraid of the goat.
He's not afraid of a human. He'll actually eat Brady's face.
Tommy, chop, 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 chop. Tommy.
He wouldn't even use a metaphor. He'd just eat Tom.
Oh, that's great. No, but if you're thinking about, you know, on Sunday with Devontae Smith, come on, Junis. That kid's a bright lights player.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We all saw championship game a year ago.
Did you see the graphic?
Where he wins it
the Monday,
first quarter alone.
The Monday night football crew, they always have the weird kind of cartoon things, but they showed all of Devontae Smith's accolades. And it's like, it's a whole list of things. Everything, you know, SEC title games, national championship games, records broken, all kind. And then he breaks the Sean's record in a rookie receiving record. So, why not?
Yeah. Here's the thing. He's almost underutilized.
Yes, I completely agree with you.
Like, when you think about how good he is, if you watch it and you watch the tape, he's open all the time. He is. He's open all the time. He's a great player, a game changer.
Yeah, he is.
He needs the ball. Like, he needs that center. You know, like Deontay Johnson. Just take him. He gets 11, 12, 13 targets a game.
And that's with a quarterback who can barely throw anymore.
Right? Go around football, and every team, you'll have receivers that get these, you know, 10 targets, these stud wideouts. Devontae Smith, the one thing Nick's going to have to do, and I understand it, and, you know, depending, especially if the conditions are okay, he's got to get him the ball. He's got to have a concerted effort to get Devontae Smith the ball. That's it. You got to get your game changer, your true playmaker, the ball. Like, I get it, Goddard, and I love Goddard, and Goddard's a player, and Goddard's a weapon, and you're going to use him. But I need to have the ball in Devontae Smith's hands.
Yeah, so real quick before we get out of here, Devontae Smith averaged 6.25 targets per game this year. Your leaders, Cooper Kupp, 11.2, Devontae Adams, 10.5, Deontay Johnson, 10.5, Calvin Ridley, 10.5. Obviously, he only played 5 games, but Justin Jefferson, just under 10, Keenan Allen, under 10. You know, your top receivers are around 8, 9, 10 a game, and he only averaged 6.25. And a lot of those came toward the end.
I know. I mean, that can't happen. So you got to have a concerted effort to make sure the ball goes to him, gets the ball in his hands. All right, we're out of here. So listen, be ready for tomorrow. Have a great day. Stay tuned. Mikey, Miss Tyrone, and Jen coming up next, the general. Everybody have a great day. We love you. We'll see you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.